Dog fight.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Another football Friday's arrived, and the second game of the 2022 football season finds Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb and his black and gold ballers sitting at 1-0 after a 40-0 thrashing of the Jackson County Blue Devils. This week, the Dogs transition from the clash on the Cumberland to an old-fashioned border war as they invade the Bluegrass State, seeking their second win of the season. A 45-minute jaunt around the northern shores of Delhalla Lake has brought us into the small town of Albany, Kentucky, home of head coach Rocky Talent and the 0-1 Clinton County Bulldogs. Join us tonight for the fifth-ever meeting between these canine competitors as we ask the question, will the real Bulldogs please stand up?
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the dog's opponents fare, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show for the second consecutive week. We're on the road with the dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action as it unfolds tonight. Joining me tonight is a man who takes care of all of our needs on the road, the travel guru and the Horizon Sports Network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thanks, Daniel. The intros get better every week. Happy to be here in Albany, Kentucky.
First time that we have broadcast from this facility, Coach.
That's a fact. You're exactly right. My first time being here on the football field, that's for sure. We've played a couple basketball games here through the years, but as far as gridiron, this is the first time for me.
Also joining me is a man who's always ready for some Bulldog football, home or away, near or far, the Horizon Sports Network analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you, as always, Daniel, for that kind introduction. A little bit longer road trip this week. Wasn't just 20 miles down the river, but we're up here across the northern border into Kentucky. But as always, we made the most of it. Pretty good pregame meal down the road here at Hunter's Barbecue, Daniel.
It was. Like we were discussing, good food, a little different than what we're used to there in our small area. Tompkinsville and Salina's got a real unique brand of barbecue that we've grown accustomed to, but it was good.
And there's no better than one of our sponsors, of course, Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue.
Absolutely.
But there's no place I'd rather be. You mentioned it, Daniel. I love Bulldog football, and I'm glad to be here tonight alongside you two getting ready to watch this Clay County team. And what a team they're shaping up to be, guys, and I can't wait to see what's next here for Bulldog football tonight.
Yeah, 40-0 last week down at Jackson County. And honestly, Clay County not playing its best football yet. Alec Kerwin out there, still getting used to a new coaching staff. And Jackson County, not a bad football team. Longtime head coach Sean Loftus always does a good job. And Clay County pretty dominant there.
Yeah, they were. And who knows what we're going to see here from Clinton County tonight. They've usually got some good athletes. I hear they got a pretty good quarterback, Daniel. So could be a competitive game.
It could. They're pretty big up front, using their size, probably pound for pound, a little bigger than the dogs on the offensive and defensive line.
But there's one thing we do know, and we can always count on, and that's our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough for getting on board, really, since we first came up with this idea, Daniel, 6 years ago now. And we want to ask everybody listening to let them know you heard their commercials and sponsorships tonight. Go do business with them and let them know how much you appreciate them making this coverage possible. And, of course, we always like to say that Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope all of our listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. With good pictures, of course, from the CCHS Media Group, Daniel, not quite sure who's taking those this year, but we had a pretty good selection from that Jackson County game.
Absolutely, always overseen by Miss Amy Donson, and I'm like you, not sure which students are doing it, but a wonderful job that they always do.
Folks, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's shutout of Jackson County. Coming up next are these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. That headline read, Dogs Run Over Devils 40-0 in season opener. And the story talked about how the Dogs shut out Jackson County for the second straight year, this time by a score of 40-0 with powerful running, crisp passing, and lockdown defense in an impressive outing. But a slow start didn't impress new head coach Bruce Lamb, whose quotes alluded to the fact the best is yet to come for his talented team. It's a great win, but it could have been better, Lamb said. It's hard to fall to 40-0 win, but when you watch film, there's a lot of things we can fix. We're going to fix it, and you're going to see a team that's going to get better throughout the year. And I think he's dead on, Daniel, because, you know, it sure got better as the game went. As your summary is going to show.
It did. Thomas, Clay County began to find the rhythm late in the first quarter. Senior quarterback Keaton Arms and tailback Joseph Markham went to work. Arms hit sophomore Weston Burple twice, and Markham banged ahead three times for good gains to set the Dogs up at the Jackson County 25-yard line. Arms then called his own number on the first play of the second quarter to cap the seven-play, 54-yard scoring drive with a 25-yard rushing touchdown, followed by senior Levi Garrett's extra point, and Clay County led 7-9. After the Dog defense forced their third straight Jackson County punt, Markham got the payoff on Clay County's ensuing nine-play, 66-yard scoring drive with the first of his three rushing touchdowns on the night. The initial score was an 18-yarder, and the other two came in the second half from 31 yards and 49 yards out respectively, which helped Markham lead the Dogs on the ground in the first game of his final campaign. Markham and Arms both benefited from the push in the trenches, made up of a mix of seniors Levi Garrett, Hunter Kyle, Stone Lynn, and John Hamilton, along with juniors Hayden McGee, White Browning, and Parker Smith. Prior to the offensive line allowing Markham to run away with the game in the third quarter and invoke the TWSWA Mercy Reel running clock, sophomore Nate Adams slammed the door on the Blue Devils with back-to-back touchdowns. With just seconds to play in the first half, Adams put a double move on Jackson County defender and hauled in a ball from Arms in the back of the end zone to put Clay County ahead 29 at the break before he picked off a Blue Devil pass in the opening minutes of the third quarter and returned it to pay dirt. Final score, Clay County 40, Jackson County 9.
Yeah, ended up being an impressive outing for the Dogs. And, you know, while the Dog defense held Jackson County to less than 50 offensive yards, and pitched a shutout, the Clay County offense racked up a total of 293 yards on 34 plays, including 18 rushes for 179 yards and four touchdowns, and 114 passing yards. Arms accounting for all of those yards through the air by completing 9 of 16 attempts with a touchdown and an interception. He had completions to Markham, 3 for 59 yards. Birdwell caught 3 balls for 26 yards. Hamilton had 1 catch for 10 yards. Nate Adams had 1 for 18 yards, which was that touchdown you talked about, Daniel. And senior Jimmy Burchett had 1 catch for 1 yard. Markham was the leading rusher. He had 7 carries for 110 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Arms carried 8 times for 64 yards and a touchdown. Burchett, 1 time for 8 yards, and freshman Cole Eads also carried twice for negative 3. Kyle led the way defensively with 8 tackles and a fumble recovery. Burchett had 6. Hamilton recorded 3. And Markham, Arms, Birdwell, Parker Smith, junior Austin Anderson, and sophomore Hayden Adams each had 2 tackles. Garrett, Nate Adams, who had the pick 6, senior Ricardo McElroy, junior Kenyon Short, sophomore Worm Smith, and freshman Reese Adams all had one stop in the ball game, Daniel. A lot of numbers in that one.
It was, and that's what you give this Clay County team this year. It's not about one guy. Everybody, literally, who goes on that field and several who are laying in wait on the sideline can contribute and can get the job done.
No doubt. Next week, folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dale Hall Horizon newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clinton County here on the Horizon.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by the
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for a bite of Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for five consecutive seasons and have 24 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 11 wins to 24 losses, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Clinton County Bulldogs have made the KHSAA playoffs in seven seasons, with their most recent advancement being last season and their initial appearance coming in 2007. They have a playoff record of one win and seven losses, with their furthest advancement being the second round in 2019. These teams are meeting for the fifth time in their histories, first squaring off back in 2013. The Black and Gold Bulldogs have been victorious in all of the four prior meetings. In 2013, the score was 56-6, 2014, 47-6, 2019, 25-9, and last year in 2021, 34-9. Got a few single-game series stat leaders here. Thomas, I'll let you start and cover those that came on the ground.
Well, your rushing yardage leader came in 2013. J.R. Fraga rushed for 173 yards against this other Bulldog team. And then rushing touchdowns, had two tied with three apiece against Clinton County. Fraga in that same game. And then Joseph Markham last year also had three.
Look, in the aerial attack, passing yardage leader 2014, a game that happened right here on Bulldog Field in Albany, Josh Endicott threw for 245 yards, and on the receiving end of that, 113 of those yards came to all-time receiving leader Wyatt Mabry. I believe that was Wyatt's junior season, Endicott's junior season as well, and they hooked up for the longest receiving touchdown against Clinton County, an 88-yarder right here.
And we talk about Joseph Markham being the featured tailback this year, Daniel, but last year it was a defense where he recorded 12 stops in that game against Clinton County, and he also had two interceptions in 2019 just 2 years prior. So Markham plays big against Clinton County, Kentucky.
Certainly does, getting his last opportunity to do so tonight. Folks, that has been the first portion of About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques. We're going to come back after this break and do another section.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Going to continue About a Bulldog History. Tonight we begin our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that celebrate either a lustral or decadal anniversary. This evening we turn back the clock 85 years to 1937. Disney released its first full-length feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. FDR was in the fifth year of his presidency. Times were tough as the recession within the Depression hit, and Dan Masters was in his first and only season as head coach of the Salina High School Golden Crusaders. This a year that was the first football season to take place in about a decade. We had played Clay County High School, which was founded in 1919. Had played some football in the mid-20s, never consistently, though I think a couple seasons and it went away. The school changed names to Salina High School in 1933, and then football was brought back. And I have, from 1937, an article from the Bill Fisk Bugle that was kept by our late grandmother, Thomas Edwin Hargrove Napier, and I'd like to read that. It talks about this first team. It reads, "Reminiscence of former days on the gridiron were brought to the minds of former Salina High School athletes this week when 25 stalwarts answered the call to the initial drill under the direction of coaches Masters and Monroe. The arch of the pigskin across the sky and the numerous grunts and bruises were signs of real work and give indication of a splendid first-year team. Students, players, and townsmen as well are in an enthused state and are looking forward to the opening game with hopes for a hard-fighting, fast-changing 11. Games are being booked with neighboring teams, and one cannot help but feel that we shall be well represented on the gridiron. Too much thanks cannot be given to the brilliant support shown by the patrons of the school in acquiring the uniforms. The school will never forget to show its appreciation in any possible way. So, fellows, let's get down to some real training and hard work and give a credible showing that we can be proud of in any game, and in the end, we will come out with flying colors." Well-written piece, Thomas.
Yeah, it is, and just so descriptive, Daniel. You did a great job of delivering that one.
One more, just want to quickly read through. This would have came probably the week before the first game. Headline reads, CHS football team prospects work earnestly. 25 report for practice. Football practice started in earnest at Salina High School last week with 25 boys reporting to coaches Carl Monroe and Dan Masters for practice.
Since very few, if any, of the boys have played football, it is necessary for the coaches to build their team out of new material. Work is progressing rapidly, with much time this week expected to be spent by the ambitious candidates in blocking and tackling. A scrimmage game is slated this week, and all are looking forward to getting some idea as to who will be the ones representing Salina High during the coming season. The boys are showing up in fine style, according to their mentors. Four or five games have been arranged. So, Thomas, very exciting times here, 1937, rejuvenating the program. Essentially, as the other thing read, it said the first season, so that a little bit of dabbling with football in the decade prior kind of forgotten, and it was a new era in the start of Bulldog football.
Yeah, and they felt like they had a pretty good chance to have some luck that season, too.
Yes, certainly did. The excitement was there. We have the names. Four of these guys, we don't know the class. Those would be Wheeler Brewington, Jesse Gall, Charles Mitchell Hale, and Willie G. Roberts. We do know classes on the rest of the team. Thomas, now let you share them.
Well, we had an eighth grader playing, Joe Frank Napier, out of the eighth grade, came up and played on the high school team. And then three freshmen, Floyd Brown, Charles Dobbin Fowler, Robert Lee Jones, eight sophomores on this team, Champ Bowles, Melvin Brown, I think you said he's the father of Mac and
Watson
Brown, mm-hmm. Of course, famous football coaches, Alton Gall, Charles Masters, Hayden Masters, John H. Moore, another Napier, Cass, and Albert Rich. That made up the sophomore class. And then two juniors, Robert Lee Fitzgerald, and Willie Watson, and then eight seniors on this team, Daniel, so a pretty good number for a first-year program. Turner Arms, Harley Bowles, Bill Fitzgerald, Ray Fowler, Nelson Grace, McLewis Langford, Carl Napier, and Willis Young. And I think if you'll pick out those two Napiers towards the end there, that's our grandfather's brothers.
I believe you're right, Thomas. First head coach, Dan Masters, assisted by Carl Monroe, and the manager on that squad, Willis Spear. We've got a good-looking picture of the team as they wear their outdated now uniforms. We'll try to run that in the Del Hall Horizon newspaper this coming week with a full roster. Look at the season that they had real quick. It wasn't the most successful in terms of wins and losses. They won one game in all state, but as we've just gotten on chronicling, this is the first time these guys have played organized football. They didn't have social media, didn't have national TV broadcast. Likely some of it never seen the game played before. So definitely a big learning curve. We talk about now, Coach, how raw kids are coming in as freshmen. And even though they came through youth league and junior high programs, these guys had never even seen the game played potentially.
That would make imagine a great difference, going against teams like Cookeville, White County, teams that had obviously had a history of football at that point in time.
No doubt. Looking at the schedule, they played Livingston, White County, Monroe County, Kentucky, Monterey, Macon County, Monterey, then Cookeville, then again Monroe County, Kentucky. Those were all losses. Opened up the season with eight consecutive losses. Win their last game, though, against their downriver rivals, the Jackson County Blue Devils, 21-12, so they finished that season with an exclamation mark. I have one last little article I want to share. This was written before the T-Ville game, and it just shows you that at that point, even though they were winless, still enthusiasm was riding high. Headline reads, Salina T-Ville game to attract many fans next Friday. The largest crowd of the season is expected to attend the football game played here Friday, October 29th, when the undefeated Tompkinsville 11 invades Salina. In the last two games, the Salina Crusaders have outplayed both the strong teams of Cookeville and Monterey during the last periods of the games and should be in top form Friday after 2 weeks of rest. New plays have been given the team, and the Crusaders promise a more versatile attack than they have shown thus far. Reports from Tompkinsville say that the Tompkinsville School has chartered three large school buses to transport their students to Salina, and with so large a number attending the game from afar, certainly all Salina people should be there as well.
Wow.
1937, now it's about a 20, 25-minute trip from Salina to T-Ville. Probably a little longer back then.
I would say so.
Wouldn't that have been a sight to have seen three chartered buses coming down what we know as Highway 52, hauling fans to a football game? But a different time
different world completely, Thomas, pre-World War II, just a different era.
No doubt about it. And you talk about the record, Daniel, but if you do look at those scores, two-point loss to Cookeville right there, and then a one-point loss, I think, if I'm reading that right, to Tompkinsville, Daniel.
So, 12-13.
They started kind of gelling towards the end of that season. You know, to think you were within 2 points of Cookeville is pretty good. And then also to cap off the season, anytime you beat the Blue Devils, it's a great season, Daniel.
Always is. Cheerleaders from that year, a handful of them, Joan Maxey, Helen Masters, Tony E. Maxey, and Alva Elizabeth Renault. Once again, another picture there along with a large group of Pep Club members. We'll also be running that in the newspaper. Folks, it has been our pleasure to discuss the 1937 Salina High School Golden Crusaders, who are celebrating their 85th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Clinton County, Kentucky tonight, where the Dogs will look to improve to 2-0 after shutting out Jackson County 40-0 last week. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior nose guard Ricardo McElroy for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, appreciate you having us over today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you.
Cardo, you too.
Thanks.
Coach, not a bad debut for you and your team last week. I know you said there's plenty of things to fix, but overall, you can't be discouraged, can you?
Well, no. Anytime you win 40-0, it's always a good feeling. But, you know, when you watch their film, I just, you know, there's a lot of things we got to correct, and we have this week in practice when we've worked on correcting those, and you know, hopefully we'll be a lot better team this Friday night.
And, you know, a lot of that performance, in my opinion, had to do with your seniors, including this guy right here. Made his first start, played really well in the trenches, didn't he, Coach?
Absolutely, played great. You know, he has one of those motors that never stops, and he goes 100 miles an hour every play. And you watch him, he is, it doesn't matter where the ball is, he's around it every time the ball is snapped. And very proud of what he's done so far this year.
Ricardo, needless to say, you know, you guys dominated up front, and you were the point man at nose guard. We just got through talking about it. You know, what did it mean for you to earn that job, and how do you like it down there so far?
I mean, I love it, man. I mean, I've been here for, like, all 4 years. This is my first year, you know. I love it down there, man. It's great.
And it kind of takes a special person to play that position, doesn't it, Coach? You know, how does Ricardo fit that bill?
Well, you know, you got, like you said earlier, we got to have that motor. You know, and Ricardo is one of those kids that, I mean, he's only probably 170 pounds. He's not real big, but his quickness is extraordinary. And you watch him come off the ball, and you know, it doesn't. He has to be double teamed every play. If not, he's going to get in the backfield. And just love kids like that that have the effort and just want to play football. And we've seen that from day one when we came got here in the spring, and that he wanted to play. And so we found a place for him, and it's a perfect fit.
And Ricardo, we also talked about it before we went on here. Most of the time you're undersized down there.
Yeah.
Where does that drive come from to go up against those big guys?
I mean, I don't know. I just like, it is what it is.
Right.
I guess.
And how about, who's kind of helped you along, coming along and kind of showed you the ropes down there in that defensive line?
Led, he's a real Led buddy. He's our defensive instructor. So he's really always there.
Right.
He's always showing. And when I have a problem, Coach D is usually there, and he usually helps me. So those two, usually.
Right. And you talked about your bookends, Big John Hamilton and Drack, I think you call him, Hunter Kyle. I guess they've kind of showed you the ropes, too.
Yeah, Drack really, he'll be like, if I'm on the wrong side, sometimes he'll tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't just you the other night. Your classmates shined Friday night, too.
Yeah.
You know, as a first-year starter, how important was that for you and your team to come out and have a good start?
Well, all three of us are seniors, so, like, it's really important that we, like, win and we do what we got to do so we have, like, a good year.
Right.
Well, a great year, actually.
Right. Well, guys, that one's over now, Coach, and it's time to turn your attention to Clinton County, Kentucky. What's the scouting report on this Bulldog team from the north, I like to say?
Well, you know, they have a really good quarterback. Throws the ball well, moves extremely well. He's a threat to break one every play. They got two big running backs back in the backfield that run pretty well. Good size offensive line. And it's a very, very different offense. They try to run the option a little bit, but they run it out of the gun. And it's kind of difficult to for our kids to read. But, you know, we've worked on it pretty hard this week, so hopefully we'll be okay. Defensively, they run a five-man front, 50 defense, which is good. We've been working against that quite a while. But we also, their alignment, we're not used to their alignment. We can't tell what rhyme or reason why they line certain places. And you know, we'll be okay. We got to line up and play football and go by our rules. And I'm excited to get up there and play just because it's another game. It's the next one on the list, and we hope we can get there and make another checkoff.
And, Ricardo, you know, Coach talked about the difference between Jackson County and Clinton County up front. I assume Coach D's kind of got you guys coached up on that.
Yeah. Coach D's really well, we switched a little bit. I think we'll be in a – I got to get fast is what he's telling me. That's really all
right.
I know. That's all he's told me all week. He sees me in the hallway. He's like, you got to get faster.
Well,
I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess that's what you do. Get size, right?
Yes.
Use your speed to get around them.
Yes.
Yeah. Coach, we kind of talked about it on Monday for the newspaper. You know, big win against Jackson County in the opener. I know you talked them up there pretty good, talking about Clinton County, but historically, this program hasn't been that great.
Right.
You know, this is not necessarily, it's not a rivalry game. It doesn't mean anything. It's a team out of Kentucky. How do you keep your team on point heading into this one in a game, really, they're supposed to win?
Right, and that is very tough. The kids get out and they see that, you know, we let them watch film. They watch film, they see what it is, and they know they're better. But the great teams take care of business when they're supposed to take care of it. And that's what we stressed all week, and getting those kids ready. And I listen, as those nine kids, we tell them, you're only guaranteed nine more games.
Mm-hmm.
If that, you know, if they're lucky. So, you know, Alec had to sit out last week, so this will be his first start of the year. And, you know, you don't want to miss any, and you never get these games back. You can go play basketball the rest of your life. You can go play golf. You can go play softball, baseball, whatever it is. You can't go play football every day. And that's one thing we've tried to stress to them all week.
Ricardo, I know you've heard that message. What's the vibe been like in the locker room? I'm sure when you came in here to start the week, everybody's excited about the big win, but are you guys fired up for Friday night?
Yes, sir. Always ready for Friday night.
Ready to roll, huh?
Yes, sir.
And, Coach, also, this one is the last game before heading into an early bye week next week. Talk about that a little bit. I know you said you'd rather not have it this week, but you talked about Kerr and a few others that might be a little banged up.
Yes.
A bye week's good any time, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Ben Maxfield, he's going to be out this week. You know, Ben hyperextended his knee last Friday night. But we continue to play. I mean, he's a tough young man, but he'll be out tonight for our game. And you know, you don't want it this early, but we got a lot of sickness going on right now.
Sure.
You know, we got a lot of sickness. So, you know, this will be good for us to rest and get, you know, cure those bumps and bruises and get this sickness out of our system. And hopefully it'll be gone. We'll have to deal with it no more.
Right. And I assume it would be no better than to go into the bye at 2-0.
That would be huge. That would be huge, going 2-0. You know, everybody says, you know, get better, this kind of stuff. Hey, a win's a win. And no matter if it's ugly, it's okay. It's a win. And that's what you'll remember as a win.
And, Ricardo, are you ready to roll, get that second win?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good luck tonight, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time.
Sir. Thank you, Tommy.
And we'll see you up in Albany tonight.
Hey, all right, thank you.
This is Ben, Inside the Locker Room, with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years. Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show from Clinton County High School, it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burden.
Well, fellas, let's jump right into it here. We shut out the Blue Devils last week. They're 0-1. This Clinton County group that we're here tonight to play lost to Wayne County 14-43. They're currently 0-1. Cornersville, they played last Thursday night, lost to the Richland Raiders 31-20, currently 0-1. Tonight, they play the Forest Rockets. Joe Burns, 14-28, losers to Harpeth. Tonight, they're at McEwen. Westmoreland Eagles, in an upset, I would call it, since I picked Portland. 14-13, win over the Portland Panthers. Tonight, they are at Macon County, take on the Tigers. Red Bull and Springs, 0-1. After a 37-7 loss, Webb School. Tonight, they take on the Tennessee Heat in Red Bull and Springs. Scott High had their bye week, week one last week. A little odd, I guess, but tonight they are hosting Coalfield Yellow Jackets.
It'll be the debut of a coach from Clay County.
Correct. Coach Harris from last year's offensive coordinator will be on the sidelines, the head coach tonight.
Sure would.
Scott High for the Highlanders.
I talked to him actually this week. He tuned in and listened to us last week. Said it was good to hear some familiar voices and appreciate him listening.
He's probably not listening right now.
No, he's getting ready for action tonight.
Grundy County, 0-1 after being shut out by the Marion County Warriors 36-0. Doesn't get any easier for them tonight. They host the Tyner Rams. York Institute, 0-1 after a 28-14 loss to Bledsoe County. They take on the Jackson County Blue Devils tonight.
Yeah, I think York played a little better than that score shows down there at Bledsoe. I think they were down two scores. They spotted them early on turnovers and then came back and tied the game at 14, but ended up with like five or six turnovers on the night, and you cannot win a game like that. So, you know, York's going to be a quality opponent, in my opinion, down the road.
Yeah, it's amazing they kept the game that close with that many turnovers.
Yeah, I think so. I think Coach Wright, they're very experienced coach. You know, he's going to take care of those things, mm-hmm. and he'll have, by the time we get to him,
right.
week nine, they're going to be pretty good, I think.
As will we.
As will we. Gordonsville High School started the season off 0-1 with a 27-7 loss to those Hooten Owls of Carthage. Tonight they host the Watertown Purple Tigers.
That's going to be a good game, and, you know, we talked about Gordonsville kind of getting off to a slow start. That one surprised me a little bit as far as the margin goes. You know, Smith County's supposed to beat Gordonsville, though, as far as classification goes, and I think Smith County's kind of on the rise this year, guys, so I don't know that that's indicative of how good Gordonsville is.
I agree.
I concur. Clay County's opponents last week, 1-8 overall. So let's pick a few games, fellas. Westmoreland Eagles at Macon County tonight.
I'll jump out there and go Westmoreland, maybe two in a row for them.
Hey, Daniel, I'm with you. I think you picked them to flip it and go 8-3 this year. They got to win that one if they're going to do that.
Yep.
I still haven't made up my mind on this.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Macon. Especially since you guys both went with Westmoreland.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Well, another one, we're making the bigger school by
right.
classification, you know.
Yeah.
Rivalry game, too. Got
oh, yeah.
You guys.
It is
so,
a rivalry game.
You know, you're talking about a packed Macon County sure. Stadium, and that's going to be a fun one to watch,
yeah.
I think.
No,
it'll be tight, but the Eagles come out on top.
Watertown at Gordonsville tonight.
I'll take the Purple Tigers. I think Gordonsville's got a lot of injuries, and they're going to open up 0-2. Now, that is at Turney Ford. That's worth a couple touchdowns, so we know that. But Tigers.
I got to go against you, Daniel. You know, I don't like picking the Tigers because I don't – well, it's Tigers both ways.
I should have said Purple Tigers.
I don't like picking Gordonsville, but I have to. I think a new head coach down there, and I'm sorry, but I've lost his name, but he's a hometown guy. He doesn't win his home debut, or he doesn't lose his home debut.
That's a good point, Thomas, but not enough to make me change my mind. I'm going Purple Tigers, too. Here's a big one. I think it's not a region game or anything. 4A DeKalb against 3A Smith County. Smith County, like you said, program on the rise. According to Coach Dickerson and Coach Lamb, one of the biggest offensive lines probably in the state in any classification.
DeKalb probably the favorite, but and they're a 4A school. I'm going to go out on a limb, take the Smith County Hooten Owls.
Where are they playing?
It's at Smith.
It's at Smith.
Down in the hole.
Two in a row for the Owls. They win at home. I think they ride that momentum of winning that county rivalry and have another big week, too.
We're all going with the Hooten Owls this week.
Wow.
Last game here, Monterey at Cumberland County. I'm going to say there's not enough jet fuel on the mountain this year, Daniel, and going with Monterey.
I called this one a trap game because of that. I made that statement last year on a Cumberland County pick. I've been known for making boneheaded picks on the pick 'em. I'm going to do it again. I think the Jets play inspired football tonight. We've new defensive coordinator Jake Johnson up there, former Bulldog head coach, going to have his young defense playing well. New delivery of jet fuel coming in tonight.
That's a tough one for me. I know Monterey's young. They have a great tailback in Mason Bowman, probably a Mr. Football candidate, but they're playing a lot of young players. You know, and if there's ever a hungry program, it's the Jets of Crossville. It goes against everything I know, because my brother told me never pick the Jets, but I'm going with them. Jets tonight, baby.
All right, guys. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by agency manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Please stay with us about 9.5 minutes from kickoff.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Get it started on offense, Thomas.
Coach Lamb mentioned Clinton County's defensive alignment and, you know, kind of how they line up all over to try to create confusion. But to me, the way to handle that's straight physicality, Daniel, and we saw glimpses of that against Jackson County. Just line them up mano-a-mano and overpower Clinton County to start, and then, you know, loosen them up on the outside after that. I think you might see us take a few shots, Daniel, against this other Bulldog man-to-man defense tonight. We may get the taste of just how good this Bulldog, our Bulldog offense is.
No doubt. What about that defensive side?
Well, as always, you know, Clinton County is going to have an athlete or two, and the best one they have is running the show tonight at quarterback, Daniel. Bowles, I think, is his name. And I'd say he does his best work on the run, scrambling. You know, so if the Dogs can key on him, stay at home, play disciplined defense at the point of attack, Clinton County doesn't have a chance against this stingy Clay County defense. You know, I'm predicting another shutout here tonight, Daniel.
Flag coming out on the field, Thomas. We're trying to go ahead and get in that overall key, though, before the anthem.
Well, a lot of times it's about how you react to the opponent and how you adjust to what they do. But tonight it's just opposite in my book. It's about Clay County tonight, how well they play. They don't need to worry about Clinton County. Come out and play their game, and I think you're going to see more of the same, Daniel. Black and gold domination.
Sounds good. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll quickly turn our eyes to the Cumberland County skies, actually the Clinton County skies, and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. We are getting ready for the anthem. Going to come back and do that weather report after this break.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live after an outstanding rendition of the national anthem by a young lady here in the press box beside us. We'll go ahead and do that. Coming exteriors weather report. Temperature currently in Albany, Kentucky, 79 degrees. At halftime, will be around 77. By the end of the game, 76. It is moist out, 70% humidity. Air quality index, a moderate 51. A little precipitation. You like that, Thomas? A little bit of precipitation this afternoon. A few pop-up thunderstorms. Nothing that should affect the game, though. A 15% chance of precipitation throughout and calm winds. That's been the weather report brought to you by Kerman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Coach, go ahead and cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, I think tonight's about a lot about leadership, about this group of seniors and how they practice this week coming in this game. They remember last year, 34-0 shutout. Have they been able to maintain focus? And did they have they corrected some of those mistakes that Coach Lamb was talking about last week? We're going to see here in a few minutes. I think Clay County is a better team, and I expect to see them win. But more interesting, the leadership of these seniors tonight.
Sounds good. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because he's got everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Dogs on the road tonight here in Albany, Kentucky, trying to get to 2-0. Almost time to get this thing underway. Clay County going to be receiving the opening kickoff. They were their travel white uniforms, gold numerals on them, no outline on those numerals, black helmets, black pants, looking sharp tonight. They'll be returning the football from our vantage point as we sit high atop the homeside bleachers in the press box from right to left. Clinton County, of course, the home team. They have royal blue helmets, royal blue jerseys with white numerals on them, gray pants with a royal blue stripe down the side. They'll be kicking off from left to right in this non-region contest. These teams meeting for the fifth time in the series history. Clay County, to this point, 4-0, have not been bested by the Blue Bulldogs from the north. I do see number 44, Alec Kerr, back out. He's healthy on the field. First action of his senior campaign sent out last week. More precautionary, I think, than anything. At Jackson County last week, he's such a competitor all week long. Just would see him around school, and you could tell it was killing him that he wasn't going to play last week. But he is back. Going to be nice to see him, guys. We know all about Alec Kerr.
Yeah, we do, Daniel, especially what he did last year and what he's done throughout his career. Second straight year he made All-State as a junior. He did it as a sophomore also, and he's such a danger, especially in situations like this, Coach.
Yeah, his speed is, very uncommon. He's a guy that he can go rabbit hunting with a hammer. He's fast enough to do that. So we're happy to see him back out there.
This one's going to get underway. Clinton County puts the foot to it. A short end over end kick going to be fell on by Nate Adams. So Clay County going to safely take over. First possession of the contest coming. We'll go ahead and bring you the State Farm starting offensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front, left to right. Junior Hayden McGee, senior Levi Garrett, senior center Stone Lynn, senior Hunter Kyle, and junior White Browning. The receivers, a senior Alec Kerr, a senior Jimmy Burchett, sophomore Nate Adams, the tight end, a senior John Hamilton, the running back, a senior Joseph Markham, accompanied by blocking fullback junior Austin Anderson, and senior quarterback Keaton Arms. Start lineups have been brought to you by State Farm. Clay County, first and 10, taking over from their own 27-yard line. Arms to pass, slant to Burchett. It's caught at the 35. He's up to the 40, picks up the first down, and he's tackled up to the 41-yard line. So a nice, clean hook up there on first down, moving the chains.
Yeah, this is simple. Arms caught the snap and just looked straight over to Burchett and hit him in stride, Daniel. And like you say, clicking it off already.
Dogs break huddle. Adams splits to the right, joined by Kerr, Burchett to the left. Hamilton sets it right at tight end, arms in the gun, Markham at the left hip, option play, quarterback keeper. Arms going to keep it, gets across the 45 and brought down at the 46, so a pickup of five for the senior running back, the senior quarterback, I should say, making it second and five. Arms named the TDS top performer from last week at Jackson County, had a rushing touchdown, threw a touchdown, recovered a fumble, just was all over the place. Had a quarterback sack on defense, played very inspired football. Dogs break cut again, two wide to the left, a wide out tight end to the right. Markham at the right hip of Arms, ball sets at the left hash, another pass set up, thrown this time to Nate Adams. He's caught it, cannot get away from the Bulldogs of Clinton County. However, they do flip the field into Clinton County territory with another first down, setting Clay County up about 40 yards away from points. At the Clinton County Bulldogs, 40 or 39, we'll have to check the spot. Fourth play of this dog drive going to be coming.
Another simple route right there. Looked like Adams just kind of hooked it up, didn't he, Daniel, and Arms put it on him.
Yep, little curl route. Ball sets at the Clinton County 39, first and 10, two wide left, tight end and a wide to the right. Markham at right hip of Arms. Ball at the right hash. Dogs are driving right to left from our vantage point. Fake jet sweep was set up, it looks like, but a penalty flag comes out. Probably going to be illegal procedure against the Bulldogs of Clay County. Mm-mm. Actually, it's Clinton County, Coach Edwards. What did you see?
I didn't see anything. I wasn't looking. Looking at scores, I'm sorry.
You're my penalty guy, so yeah. That's okay, though. 5 yards right on the penalty, so it's going to be first and five now for Clay County. Ball sitting at the Clinton County 34-yard line. Kerr and Adams to the left. Burchett to the right. Arms in the gun. Markham in his right hip. Lynn prepares to snap. Kerr in motion from left to right. Jet sweep to Kerr. No quarterback keeper. Arms up the gut. Gets the first down and more. He's down to the 25-20. Brought down finally around the 15-yard line from my vantage point. Going to have to check the spot. May have got deeper. A nice mesh up to Kerr on the jet read. Arms keeps it, Thomas, off right tackle there. And a nice pickup.
Yeah, just a great read right there by Arms. A senior staring down at defensive end, Daniel. He came upfield after Kerr. When he did, he pulled the ball, went straight downhill. And you see, where's he at? Inside the 15?
At the 15. Ball at the Clinton County 15. First and 10. Burchett and Kerr split to the left. Hamilton over there is tied in as well. Adams soloed up on the right. Arms in the gun. Ball sits at the right hash of the field. Markham with his first carry. He's up the gut, has some room, runs hard, gets to the 10. Brought down by Clinton County Bulldog only after he penetrated the 10, got down to the, we'll probably call it the 8-yard line. So a pickup of 7 for Markham. Running right up the gut behind that good blocking from the center guards of the black and gold, making it 2nd and 3 now, 6th play of this dog draft coming.
Yeah, just a big alley for Markham to take, and we know what he can do when he gets to the second level, Daniel.
Arms in the gun, 2nd and 3, current motion left to right, whistles blow. A flag is on the field. Another infraction against Clinton County. Coach, what are they doing? Lining up offside.
I think so. I think they're in the neutral zone, maybe.
Going to be a first down. It was 2nd and 3, so it's going to be 1st and goal now. Thomas, did I say it was at the 8?
Yes,
so
that's going to be from the 3.
3, yes. 1st and goal from the 3. Clay County with their play at the line. Arms in the gun. 2 wide left. Tied in and a wide to the right. Kerr in motion, left to right. Give to Kerr on the jet sweep. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Alec Kerr, first of the season. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And at the 8:44 mark of this first quarter, Clay County scores, capping off what turns into a 7-play, actually a 6-play with that penalty first down. But we'll call it a 7-play scoring drive. Started way back here, Thomas. Where was it at originally? Did you mark it down? I failed to. We did call it, so we'll be able to get the yardage from the playback on the archives. Clay County up, though, 6-9, 8:44 mark.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust.
Clay County going to play for the 2-point here, it looks like. No, Levi Garrett's on the kick. Garrett, 2 of 3, I believe. No, it turned into more than that. He opened up 2 of 3, but ended up kicking some more last week at Jackson County. Adams to hold, Burchett to snap. Kicks away. It is a beauty. Garrett puts it through. 8:44 mark. Clay County 7, Clinton County 9 in the first quarter.
And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back here. Clay County leading 7-9 with 8:44 left in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. The Dogs just completed a 74-yard drive on 7 plays in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. It all got started with an arms to Burchett. First down pass on the first play of the drive, and it was capped off by the 3-yard jet sweep touchdown by Alec Kerr, getting his first points of the season. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Herman Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Short kick by Garrett. on the kickoff. Did you see a dog tackler, Coach Edwards?
I'm not sure who it was. Somebody out in the middle of the field there. I was noticing the yard marker there, 45-yard line.
Clinton County does take over with a short field, 55 yards in front of them as they drive left to right from our vantage point, starting on defense. For Clay County, nose guard Ricardo McElroy. Tackles John Hamilton and Hunter Kyle. Inside backers Levi Garrett and Austin Anderson. Outside backers Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Bulls in the gun. Running back dither hip. Hands off to number 10 off left side. He's hit hard and brought down. Tackler on the play. None other than Levi Garrett, the hard nose linebacker, the senior. We've talked a lot about him over the years, Thomas. In its purest sense, he is a football player. Just can play a lot of positions and just loves playing the game.
Yeah, we said it last week, Daniel. You know, he's one of the most physical players on this team, and he loves the game. He made the All-Region last year as a junior, had nearly 50 tackles and 3 sacks. But that's not the only contributions that he made. He does it more than numbers, Daniel. It's about his overall play.
Pick up a 2, sitting up second and 8, ball on the ground. Bulls had trouble handling the snap. Is a little low. He does safely recover, but a loss of yardage going to set up third and around 12 for Clinton County. Potential passing situation. The ball does rest at the Clinton County 43. So, head coach Rocky Talent for the Clinton County Bulldogs could choose to play 4-down territory here around midfield if he wants to. Starting in the secondary for the Bulldogs on defense, didn't make it there. Nate Adams, Weston Birdwell, and the 2 high safeties over the top. The studs, Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr. They're dangerous back there, Coach, just like sharks in the water.
Just waiting for an opportunity.
John Hamilton going to jump off sides. Hard count used there by quarterback Bentley Bowles, the junior for Clinton County. So after they lose about 5 yards, Tom, on the bad snap there, they get it back on the penalty, making it, instead of 3rd and 12, a more manageable 3rd and round 7.
Yeah, something positive for Clinton County right there with the flag, Daniel. And, they're going to have a tough time here against this Clay County defense.
Bull's going to pass, swing pass to the right. It is dropped by Malachi Upchurch. May have been a good thing for him, though, because outside linebacker Joseph Markham with a good read, he was there poised with a big hit that he did not have to deliver due to the drop ball. 4th and 7 now after the incomplete pass for Clinton County. 7:01 mark first quarter. Clay County does lead 7-9, and it looks like the Blue Bulldogs from Albany, Kentucky, going to punt it away to the ever-dangerous Alec Kerr, who stands at the Clay County Bulldog 22.
Last week against Jackson County, Burchett, the return man, Daniel, and he never got an opportunity. It's not just Kerr, and it's not just Burchett. It's both of them together. They're both a threat.
High, short punt. Alec going to stay away from it. Takes a Clay County Bulldog bounce as it actually retreats a little upon hitting the surface of Bulldog Field here. And for the second time tonight, the black and gold offense is going to take over. New offensive coordinator Jimmy Maynard, a rarity. He's in his 43rd year coaching. Due to unforeseen circumstances, was not able to be here in person tonight. First time, Coach Edwards, in 43 years, probably around 500 games he's been a part of, that he has not been present for one. Just amazing. You're going in your 23rd season, and about half that time, and I know we talked about you'd had to miss a few. So what a run for him.
Absolutely. Very impressive. In fact, he never missed a game. That's
Arms to pass. A little high for Burchett on the slant. Incomplete.
Looks like we got a hold against Clay County.
Waiting to sort it out. I'm sure Coach Edwards is right. See the white hat signaling something that I did not recognize. Did you see that gesture?
I saw that, but it was a hold, but that was not the gesture for the hold. He'd already made that gesture, but not sure what that second one was, Daniel. That's a Kentucky gesture, I guess. I'm not sure.
10-yard penalty is going to set it up, Thomas, at the 15-yard line, so a long 85-yard field in front of Clay County. It's first and around 20. Of course, that's a spot of the foul penalty, so it happened behind the line of scrimmage. Still first down, so first play of the drive coming. And this thing's going to originate, as we said, at the Clay County 15-yard line. Dogs driving right to left, arms in the gun. Two wide left, one to the right. Option play, Markham with it. Here he goes. He's up to the 30. He could go the distance. 35, 40, 45, it's a foot race, 50, 40, 30, Joseph Markham with a 20, cuts left, still on his feet, he's going to do it, an 85-yard touchdown by the senior Joseph Markham, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs, what a treat it is to watch that young man run.
That one had it all right there, Daniel. The speed, the burst up the sideline, and then had to make the move at the end right there. Threw a little stiff arm when he made the juke and just walked into the end zone. How impressive, Coach Evers.
Hey, that was great. I'll tell you something else. I believe it was Big John Hamilton running the field right there next to him, ready to block anybody that got close to him, too. So, you know, his teammate helping him out, but... Yeah, Markham is he's a lot of fun to watch.
Good job on the option. My arm's getting started. A little speed option, right? The defender came to him. Keaton pitched it out. Markham did the rest. Garrett on for the PAT. It's a beauty. 6:14 mark of this first quarter. It's all the black and gold Bulldogs, 14-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Albany, Kentucky, where Clay County now leads 14-0 with 6:14 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eagles Panels of Tennessee. It's a short one. The senior, Joseph Markham, broke free from 85 yards out and took it to the house for Clay County's last score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Alec Kerr recording the tackle on the Garrett kickoff. Pennsylvania County, pretty deep. They've got the ball at their own 32-yard line, a 68-yard field. In front of them as they drive left to right, Clay County up 14-9, 6:09 mark of this first quarter. Clinton County with their second offensive possession. They had to punt away the last time they had the ball. Ball's in the gun, running back to either hill. Hands off to a man inside, right into the heart of the dog defense, and that is not a forgiving place to be. Upchurch quickly taken down, running back Malachi Upchurch. Not sure what dog had the tackler. Cousin John Weaver was with us last week helping identify a lot of those defenders for Clay County. Any idea, guys, who made the stop?
I think it might have been the senior John Hamilton on this left tackle position, Daniel.
Pick up a one for Upchurch. I think you're right, Thomas. Hamilton there in position, I believe. Second nine now. Bulls in the gun. Two wide right. Running back to either hip. Bulls rolls to the right, wants to pass, has time, looks downfield, now starts to scramble, releases, going to be caught, the big fullback, number 32, Eli Dearborn, 6'3", 235-pound senior, near the first down mark. We'll have to see, looks like a first to me, and it is. They move the sticks, ball advances up to the Clinton County 43, 7 yards from midfield. So Clinton County getting ready to snap on the third play of this drive.
Good job by the quarterback right there, Bentley Bowles. He scrambled to the sideline. Hamilton kind of putting the pressure on the outside. Got the ball up in the air, and his receiver went up and got it in between covers, Daniel.
5 minutes and ticking, first quarter. Dogs up 14-9. Clinton County driving. First and 10 from the Clinton County 43. Bowles in the gun, running back to either hip, hands off.
Backs into the heart of that dog defense again. Picks up around 2 to 3. Primary tackler was
Joseph Markle.
Yes.
Coming off the edge from that linebacker position, Daniel. He sniffed that one out.
Coach, what number was the ball carrier for Clinton? Are you sure?
I believe it's number 10.
I think it was Upchurch again. Malachi Upchurch. 5'10", 200-pound senior. So several upperclassmen, juniors and seniors playing these skill positions for the Clinton County Bulldogs. They faced a tough Wayne County, Kentucky team last week. Saw some of that film. Wayne County, a pretty strong-looking team. 2nd and 7 after a pickup of 3. Clinton County with it 4 yards from midfield. Bulls in the gun. Hands off to number 22. He's around left side. Little to none. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much more. Primary stopper Hunter Kyle, the defensive hero of last week, recorded 8 stops in the opener down in Jackson County. Hunter Kyle has turned into a mainstay on the defensive front, Thomas, and he's got a motor that won't quit.
Yeah, he does, Daniel. And, you know, we saw him make special teams plays. We've seen him make plays all over the field here in his debut as a senior last week. And, you know, we talked about the coming out party he had as a junior, Daniel. Made the all-region team, had nearly 60 tackles, and led the team in sacks.
3rd and 6. Ball 3 yards from midfield at the Clinton County 47. Bulls in the gun, running back to either hip, pass set up, looks right, releases deep downfield for the big man, almost intercepted by Alec Kerr. It was overthrown by Bulls. He was trying to hit Eli Dearborn. So the incomplete pass stops the clock at the 3:19 mark. Clay County leads it 14-9 in a decision here for head coach Rocky Talent, 4th and around 6 from the Clinton County 47. Probably going to be a punting situation. However, each time Clay County's had the football, Thomas, they've yielded 2 touchdowns. So you have to wonder, you know, if he's very anxious to kick it back to him or try to convert here.
Yeah, you see the team huddling now as the coach kind of tries to make his decision. Looks like he may be going for it here, Daniel.
Going to play offense here. Bulls in the gun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. A running back at either side of the quarterback. 4th and 6. Bowles rolls to the right, looks downfield under pressure. Not going to be brought down in sack. And it's Ricardo McElroy, the senior nose guard, joined by teammates Levi Garrett and Hunter Kyle. But McElroy, the first there to get a hold of him. Thomas, you conducted an interview with him and Coach Lamb. We played that during the TDS pregame show. A senior who is starting for the first time in his career. He has stayed the course, hung around, and getting his chance, making the most of it.
Yeah, just and Coach Lamb talked about the motor that Ricardo McElroy has right there, and that's what made that play. Pretty good time to start there for Bulls, but McElroy didn't give up on the play, got loose, shot back through, and made the stop, Daniel. His first sack of his career, and he was pretty tickled.
A short field for the Black and Gold Dogs. They take over the Clinton County 43, 3:09 mark first quarter. Arms in the gun. 2 wide to the right, tied in and a wide out left. Bubble pass set up for Kerr, incomplete. Arms had to throw it around a defender who had penetrated, keeping it a good job, keeping it away from the Clinton County Bulldog, but it made it sail just a few inches out of the reach of Alec Kerr.
Yeah, good pressure right there. You know, it's hard to get pressure on a bubble screen. He didn't really get 2 arms, but he got in that lane, Daniel, and kind of distracted Kerr. The ball ended up being a little high. Kerr couldn't go up and get it.
It was Cade Beatty, a 6'2", 220-pound sophomore. As we mentioned earlier, Clinton County, pound for pound, man for man, bigger than Clay County. 2nd and 10, arms in the gun, 2 wide right, tied in and a wide out to the left. Mark him at the right hip. Double move. Arm goes deep. He is targeting Burchett, I believe. Elevates and catches. Comes to the turf. And it is complete. Jimmy Burchett with a taped up right hand nursing a sore thumb. Elevated. Nice vertical leap over the defender. Hauled it in. Clay County's going to have it after the big play at the Clinton County 11, maybe 12-yard line where it's going to be 1st and 10. And, Coach Edwards, you mentioned it earlier, no lights turned on yet here at Bulldog Field in Albany, Kentucky. It's starting to get dark out. I'm having trouble seeing them.
Well, and there's some fog rolling in here to our right. You know, we could lose a guy or two here shortly if we're not careful.
We'll call it the 11-yard line, 1st and 10. Dogs threatening to score. Kerr in motion left to right. Jet sweep handoff. No, quarterback keeper arms with it, runs hard off the right side. Picks up around 5, maybe 6. We'll check the spot. It looks like they're going to mark Keaton down
at the Clinton County 7-yard line, which would make it a gain of 4. However, looking at the down marker, Thomas, we're going to call it a pickup of 5, maybe 6. Judgment call, I'll let you make. Second round 5, I imagine, here. Ball sent somewhere. We'll call it the 6. So a pickup of 5 for Keaton. Ball at the Clinton County 6. Two wide outs to the left, along with a tight end. Single wide out right. Arms with it. Gives to Markham. Joseph off left side. Gets close to the goal line. Brought down prior to. No, they say he's in. Joseph Markham records his 5th rushing touchdown of the season, and he's played less than 5 full quarters. What a pace the senior setting. Credit the offensive line up front by doing a great job of creating the hole. Markham finishing it off with his vision, with his power.
Yeah, just a great cut right there at the end again, Daniel. You know, we see him, he just bursts into the line of scrimmage, takes the alley, and then at the second level, jukes right to left, and he's decisive about it. He doesn't waste any time. He makes a quick cut straight into the end zone that time.
Bird took the long snap. Adams to hold. Garrett to kick. Snap, set, kicks away. Another good one. Garrett's 3 for 3, and that means Clay County is 21, Clinton County's 9. Minute 52 left in the first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Clinton County, Kentucky High School, where Clay County now leads 21-0 with 1:52 left here in the first quarter. And here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 43-yard drive on 4 plays. It started with senior quarterback Keaton Arms finding senior wideout Jimmy Burchett for a 35-yarder down the far sideline, and then it was capped by senior tailback Joseph Markham, who scored his 2nd touchdown on the night from 6 yards out. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Clinton County's got a long field in front of them, 75 yards, as it sits at their own 25-yard line. The return man couldn't handle the Garrett kick. It goes out of bounds, pinning them deep. They drive left to right. Still first quarter action here. Clinton County with the ball, hands to Upchurch. Nothing happening for him. A host of dogs just close in quickly. Levi Garrett, I say, leading the charge there from his linebacker position. A gain of around 1. So Upchurch, Bowles, the other running back for Clinton County, doing a good job of getting some positive yardage on those plays, Thomas, but we know about that nasty dog defense.
Yeah, and you're right, Daniel. Bowles, you know, he's an athlete. We talked about Clinton County always has an athlete or two, and he's a great player.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've seen him throw some balls, completed a couple passes already, scramble, do the things that a leader and a quarterback needs to do, and Clay County's fortunately been able to contain him so far.
2nd and 8 for Clinton County. Quick screen set up outside. It was a catch. Now a loose ball. And it's going to be fell back on by that Bulldog of Clinton County. It was number 21 for them. Receiver Steele Burchett, 5'9", 165-pound junior. He did catch the ball, took a step upfield, and the defensive pressure of the Dogs flying out there created some disruption.
That wasn't necessarily pressure, Daniel. That was shot out of a cannon. Allie Kerr reacting on that ball, getting behind the line of scrimmage and sticking his arm in to create the fumble, Daniel.
I call him a linebacker. Him and Jimmy Murray playing 10 yards deep are just like linebackers. They close so quickly. Third and around 15 after the loss of yardage. Dog defense hungry right now. Defensive coordinator Coach Dickerson may be dialing up some heat. Here the pressure comes. Ooh, broken up. Nice play, Kerr again. A good pass by Bowles across the middle trying to target the big tight end, Dearborn. Would have been a catch had it not been knocked away by Alec Kerr. And these lights still not on here at Bulldog Field, getting darker all the time. Fourth and about 15, because ball didn't move on the incomplete pass. Fourth and 15, 24.9 seconds left on this first quarter. It's already 21-0, Clay County, and Alec Kerr drops back around midfield to the 50 to receive the punt from Dearborn.
And this is where Kerr's dangerous right here. The punter's going to try to get a leg in it, and when he does, Kerr could have a shot. And he would have, but a flag is on the play.
Infraction on Clinton County. False start. I see lights on off to my left at the baseball field. Don't see anything yet here on the football field. So if that doesn't change, and I'm sure it will, but if it doesn't, this thing will have to be stopped. 5-yard penalty now, backing it up deeper for Clinton County. They've got it at their own 14-yard line. Dearborn with his heels on the goal line now almost. Waiting for this punt. Kerr going to move up. He's already standing at the Clinton County 45. So unless Dearborn gets off a big boomer, going to be a short field for Clay County. Punt is unreturnable. It goes out of bounds. Clay County is going to take over for their fourth offensive possession with excellent field position at the Clinton County 39, the shortest field of the night. For the offense of the black and gold, mark them already. With a couple of touchdown runs. Kerr with the other one, making those three scores, Thomas, for Clay County.
Yeah, Markham already three carries, 98 yards, and two touchdowns, Daniel. And then also, like you said, Kerr early on with a three-yard touchdown run.
Dogs in the huddle. Now they break it. Senior center Stoneland, he's done such an outstanding job so far this year. All snaps have been on point. Arms in the gun. Wideouts to either side. Markham at the right hip. Kerr in motion, left to right. Another jet read. Handed off to Kerr. He's around right side, has blocking. Kerr at the 35, up to the 30 before he's brought down. Kerr looking pretty crisp and sharp tonight, I feel like. Not hampered by that leg injury that he sat out for last week. The rest did him some good, it looks like. Close to the first down, Thomas. Play originated at the Clinton County 39. And now they're sitting it down at the Clinton County 29, and they do move those sticks. Pick up a 10 for Kerr. Ball sets at the right hash, making the left side of the dog offense the wide side of the field. But we're going to get to listen to some outstanding commercials before we call more action because the first quarter has ended. It's Clay County 21, Clinton County none. We'll be right back.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, first quarter has ended. Clay County up 21-9. If you have been listening, you know that to this point, no lighting has been turned on. We did just get information that they have been turned on. They say there's a 30-minute warm-up period for these football field lights to come on. So The second quarter will begin at 7:55. So around a 30-minute delay here due to lighting issues at Clinton County High School. What we're going to do is take the opportunity to go back and play the interview that Thomas had earlier today with Ricardo McElroy and head coach Bruce Lamb. I think it lasts around 12 minutes, and we're pretty good at filling some time. So we'll play that, play a few commercials, come back, and update you on things, and just roll with that. Thomas, anything to add to it?
Well, I just want to say the way we have it streamed, Daniel, you'll hear the CarQuest pregame show promo, and all of our sponsors will be listed for the pregame show. So if you missed it, you'll get a little airtime there, our pregame sponsors for pregame show sponsors will.
With no further ado, we'll go to that interview, and we'll be back after that.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment. Offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County traveling to Clinton County, Kentucky tonight, where the Dogs will look to improve to 2-0 after shutting out Jackson County 40-0 last week. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior nose guard Ricardo McElroy for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, appreciate you having us over today.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you.
Cardo, you too.
Thanks.
Coach, not a bad debut for you and your team last week. I know you said there's plenty of things to fix, but overall, you can't be discouraged, can you?
No. Anytime you win 40-0, it's always a good feeling. But, you know, when you watch their film, I just, you know, there's a lot of things we've got to correct, and we have this week in practice, and we've worked on correcting those, and, you know, hopefully we'll be a lot better team this Friday night.
And, you know, a lot of that performance, in my opinion, had to do with your seniors, including this guy right here. Made his first start, played really well in the trenches, didn't he, Coach?
Absolutely, played great. You know, he has one of those motors that never stops, and he goes 100 miles an hour every play, and you watch him, he is – it doesn't matter where the ball is, he's around it every time the ball is snapped, and very proud of what he's done so far this year.
Ricardo, needless to say, you know, you guys dominated up front, and you were the point man at nose guard. We just got through talking about it. You know, what did it mean for you to earn that job, and how do you like it down there so far?
I mean, I love it, man. I mean, I've been here for, like, all 4 years. This is my first year, you know. I love it down there, man. It's fun.
And it kind of takes a special person to play that position, doesn't it, Coach? You know, how does Ricardo fit that bill?
Well, you got, like you said earlier, we got to have that motor. And, you know, and Ricardo is one of those kids that, I mean, he's only maybe probably 170 pounds. He's not real big, but his quickness is extraordinary. And you watch him come off the ball, and you know, he has to be double teamed every play. If not, he's going to get in the backfield. And just love kids like that that have the effort and just want to play football. And we've seen that from day one when we got here in the spring, and that he wanted to play. And so we found a place for him, and it's a perfect fit.
And Ricardo, we also talked about it before we went on here. Most of the time you're undersized down there.
Yeah.
Where does that drive come from to go up against those big guys?
I mean, I don't know. I just like, it is what it is.
Right.
I guess.
And how about, who's kind of helped you along, coming along and kind of showed you the ropes down there in that defensive line?
Led, he's a real Ledbetter. He's like our defensive instructor. So he's really always there. He's always showing. And when I have a problem, Coach D is usually there, and he usually helps me. So those two, usually.
Right, right. And you talked about your bookends, Big John Hamilton and Drack, I think you call him, Hunter Kyle. I guess they've kind of showed you the ropes, too.
Yeah, Drack really, he'll be like, if I'm on the wrong side, sometimes he'll tell me.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't just you the other night. Your classmates shined Friday night, too.
Yeah.
You know, as a first-year starter, how important was that for you and your team to come out and have a good start?
Well, all three of us are seniors, so, like, it's really important that we, like, win and we do what we got to do so we have, like, a good year.
Right.
Well, a great year, actually.
Right. Well, guys, that one's over now, Coach, and it's time to turn your attention to Clinton County, Kentucky. What's the scouting report on this Bulldog team from the north, I like to say?
Well, you know, they had a really good quarterback. Throws the ball well, moves extremely well. He's a threat to break one every play. They got two big running backs back in the backfield that run pretty well. Good size offensive line. And it's a very, very different offense. They try to run the option a little bit, but they run it out of the gun. And it's kind of difficult to for our kids to read. But, you know, we've worked on it pretty hard this week, so hopefully we'll be okay. Defensively, they run a five-man front, 50 defense, which is it's good. We've been working against that quite a while. But we also their alignment. We're not used to their alignment. We can't tell what rhyme or reason why they line certain places. We'll be okay. We got to line up and play football and go by our rules. And I'm excited to get up there and play just because it's another game. And,
right.
And it's the next one on the list, and we hope we can get there and make another checkoff.
And, Ricardo, you know, Coach talked about the difference between Jackson County and Clinton County up front. I assume Coach D's kind of got you guys coached up on that.
Yeah. Coach D's really we switched a little bit. I think we'll be in a – I got to get fast is what he's telling me. That's really all
right.
I know. That's all he's told me all week. He sees me in the hallway. He's like, you got to get faster.
Well,
I'm like, okay.
Well, I guess that's what you do against size, right?
Yeah.
Use your speed to get around them.
Yes.
Yeah. Coach, we kind of talked about it on Monday for the newspaper, you know, big win against Jackson County in the opener. I know you talked them up there pretty good, talking about Clinton County, but historically this program hasn't been that great.
Right.
You know, this is not necessarily – it's not a rivalry game. It doesn't mean anything. It's a team out of Kentucky. How do you keep your team – on point heading into this one in a game really they're supposed to win?
Right, and that is very tough. The kids get out and they see that we let them watch film. They watch film, they see what it is, and they know they're better. But the great teams take care of business when they're supposed to take care of it. And that's what we stressed all week, and getting those kids ready. And I listen, as those nine kids, we tell them, you're only guaranteed nine more games. If that, you know, if they're lucky. So, you know, Alec had to sit out last week, so this will be his first start of the year. And, you know, you don't want to miss any, and you never get these games back. You can go play basketball the rest of your life. You can go play golf. You can go play softball, baseball, whatever it is. You can't go play football every day. And that's one thing we've tried to stress to them all week.
Ricardo, I know you've heard that message. What's the vibe been like in the locker room? I'm sure when you came in here to start the week, everybody's excited about the big win, but are you guys fired up for Friday night?
Yes, sir. Always here for Friday night.
Ready to roll, huh?
Yes, sir.
And, Coach, also this one is the last game before heading into an early bye week next week. Talk about that a little bit. I know you said you'd rather not have it this week, but you talked about Kerr and a few others that might be a little banged up.
Yes.
A bye week's good any time, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Ben Maxfield, he's going to be out this week. You know, Ben hyperextended his knee last Friday night. But we continue to play. I mean, he's a tough young man, but he'll be out tonight for our game. You don't want it this early, but – we got a lot of sickness going on right
That's
now.
True.
You know, we got a lot of sickness, so you know, this would be good for us to rest and get, you know, cure those bumps and bruises and get this sickness out of our system. And hopefully, it'll be gone. We'll have to deal with it no more.
Right. And I assume it would be no better than to go into the bye at 2-0.
That would be huge. That would be huge, going 2-0. You know, everybody says, you know, get better, this kind of stuff. Hey, a win's a win. And no matter if it's ugly, it's okay. It's a win. And that's what you'll remember as a win.
And, Ricardo, are you ready to roll, get that second win?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good luck tonight, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time.
Sir. Thank you, Tommy.
And we'll see you up in Albany tonight.
All right. Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, we're an estimated 7 minutes away from return to play. However, no lights have appeared on the four large clusters of outdoor lighting here at Bulldog Field. They said it would be a 30-minute warm-up period. No warming up's taking place yet. Let's talk about the warming up that happened on the field, though, during the first quarter. Kind of recap things for you here. Clay County just opening up hot on the road here, Thomas. Three possessions, I think it's safe to say at this point, yielding three touchdowns on all of those, shutting down the Clinton County Bulldogs when we were on the defensive side. Kind of go through that quarter and all the stuff that went on.
Yeah, well, Coach Edwards called for it. He wanted to see how these seniors would lead this team through practice this week and how sharp and crisp they would come out this week. Well, they've answered the bell, Daniel. Efficient is the story of the night so far. You know, the first drive, I can't remember what it covered, about 70 yards, I think, and we saw arms hit Jimmy Burchett on a slant for 15 yards to start this game. He found Nate Adams for seven more. Then he ran for 19, and Alec Kerr capped it off with his first touchdown of his senior season from 3 yards out. Garrett made the PAT. It was 7-0 with 8:44 to go in this, to go in the first quarter. And then three and out ensued from Clinton County. And it just took one play, Daniel, after a hold on Clay County that marched them back 10 yards. Joseph Markham with an electric 85-yard touchdown run to make it 14-0. And then another big play, a fourth and four from the 47. Clinton County went for it. Midfield, another senior, Ricardo McElroy, recording his first sack of his career to get Clay County the ball back at the 43. Three plays later, Markham crossed the goal line again, this time from 6 yards out to make it 21-0. The big play on that drive was Burchett on the double move on the outside. It was a pump fake from Arms to the bubble screen, and then the double move on the outside, Arms hit him in stride, and he put it down inside. I think it might have been inside the 10-yard line at that time, and then Markham ran it in from six. Just really efficient. Clay County's only run about 15 plays tonight, and they've got 21 points out of it.
Yeah, like you said, efficient. That's definitely the word for it. We still are in delay here, waiting to start this second quarter. Going to go ahead and do a little talking about some other sports that's going on around Clay County. First of all, I want to hit the Sonic A8 Junior High team. They are 1-2 on the season. Went down to Hartsville last night, lost 28-12 to a pretty strong Yellow Jacket team. Boys played hard. They'll see action on the road again next Thursday night at Jackson County. Just proud of those guys. My son Fletcher is a seventh grader this year playing and getting to go to all those games. And it's been a while since I've personally watched a lot of junior high football. And new head coach Marty Maxfield, along with assistants Dylan Maxfield, James Short, Jim Mays, and Bobby Gillentine, those guys have been together as a crew for a while. And they just do a great job with them. I complimented them the other day. Just appreciate having such good men in charge of our young men, and appreciative of them.
Led them to a big win up in Monterey, too, in the second game of the season, Daniel. I think a comeback win.
It was trailing 6-0, come back and won 8-6. An exciting night up there. So they've got 5 games left in their young season, and I wish them the best of luck. Junior high volleyball also going on. I don't know much about that. won't even attempt to lie to you about it. I know it's happening.
Well, they did beat Allgood last night. I do know junior high volleyball, after losing to Allgood maybe the week before, Coach Chambers was telling me that they played them again last night, and I know they did win that game.
So. Well, that sounds good.
Obviously improving a little bit.
Well, sure. Let's transition from there to high school volleyball. It's going on full swing. They played last night at Smith County. We don't know the outcome of that match, but Thomas, I think you knew a few results from this season.
Yeah, I think they lost their opener maybe to Redbone and Springs, and then rebounded with a big win over Jackson County. And, Coach, you said we thought they were 2-1 headed into last night. What was the other win?
Yeah, the season opener was Westmoreland.
Oh, okay.
At Westmoreland. And they won that one. And, like you said, lost to Red Bull, and I think in four, and beat Jackson County Tuesday.
Mm.
That was the first home match, was last Tuesday against Jackson. They won that one. And then last night at Smith, I don't know the result. So.
Yeah, new head coach Jada Kerr, I think, kind of been sidelined with some family excitement.
Yeah, her and her husband, Josh Jenkins, who coincidentally is the head coach of the high school golf team. We celebrate with them as they welcome their new baby in a few weeks ago. All of them's doing healthy, and that's great. I think in Jada's stead, Ashley Turner Copeland stepping in as an interim head coach, so appreciative of her doing that. And
you can't talk about volleyball without mentioning Coach Gary J. Strong, of course.
Yes.
This year, stepping down after basically initiating that program here at Clay County High School and leading those girls and having great success for I don't know how many years, Coach. How long has been volleyball been going on here in Clay County?
Coach Paige Smith started volleyball when she was when she first got hired, and I can tell you what year that was.
Right, mid-2000s, 05.
Yeah, so it's been here, going on almost 20 years probably. So.
High school golf, mentioned that. They've been playing ball as some fireworks are being fired here at Clinton County High School, and the lights are starting to warm up. We're going to have second quarter action before too long. High school golf, they're in full swing, pun intended, and doing pretty well there. Coach, you usually have an update. You're the countywide athletic director. Tell us about golf, Will.
Well, very successful season so far. Golf is... Golf's been playing very well. They undefeated, as a matter of fact. And yesterday they had a victory over Upperman, who is year in and year out one of the best teams in the district. So I couldn't tell you match by match what they've done, but I do know that they haven't lost yet.
Assistant golf coach Andrew Meadows sent us this information the other day. I forgot about it. Thomas just got it out. They beat York at Monterey. I guess that was probably York and Monterey together on Monday. And as you just mentioned, Upperman's, they're doing great there. Appreciative of Coach Meadows and Coach Jenkins for leading those guys. Also got cross country going on at Clay County High School. Head coach Christy McClanahan been doing that around 4 years now. And, Braden Allred, a newcomer to the cross country team, he's on the sidelines playing tonight for the Dogs down at Siegel the other day. He ran 2 miles around 13 minutes, so a good time for a newcomer there, and a host of other players, not players, but competitors on that cross country roster. Thomas, I think going back to golf, you've got some more info?
Yeah, I do hear some score sheets from that win over Upperman, Clay County. Looks like we got some players listed. Thought we might call some names. I think we have Aiden Smith, maybe the ace on that team, Daniel, as a senior. Aiden King, Caleb McLaren, probably also a senior at this time. As we're starting to see players out here, Daniel. You can at least see them at the press box window. Jacob Caulfield and Lance Burchett all playing for the Clay County Bulldog boys golf team. And then you have the JV team, Nolan Adams, Levi Ogletree, Brady Daly, and Gavin Beasley also playing for that golf team, Daniel.
Second quarter action now ready finally to get set underway, folks. Clay County up 21-9 and threatening the ball sets at the Clinton County 29, which first and 10. Arm's going to be in the gun. Got Kerr split to the right along with Nate Adams. Jimmy Burgess split to the left. Tight end John Hamilton joining Kerr and Adams to the right, making a trio set there. getting the game ball back in here. So, guys, it's been around 45, 50 minutes maybe since the first quarter ended. A pretty long delay, but it is time for football again in Albany, Kentucky. The white hat checks everybody to the side judges, the back judge, and it is time. Stoneland prepares to snap. Markham steps up to the right hip of arms and the gun. Keaton gonna pass, has time under pressure, gonna run, steps back up, gets to the line, still on his feet, breaks a tackle, he could go here, has one man to beat, step on him, crams him down, arms still on his feet, fighting for the end zone, brought down short at the six, but what a display of power by Keaton Arms.
What a run. We talk about what Markham can do. You don't think about Keaton Arms having the nimble feet up through the middle, but he made three guys miss once he got to the second level, and boy, did he finish it off. Looked like Derrick Henry right there planting that guy in the turf.
And, guys, that was essentially a busted play, originally a pass play. I don't think it was a designed quarterback draw. Pocket broke down. Arms turned something negative into something positive with that fine running. Ball goes from the 29 up to the 6, so a pickup of 23 for Keaton. First and goal, Clay County. Burchett, Kerr, and Hamilton to the right. Actually, it's Adams, Kerr, and Hamilton to the right, Burchett to the left. Markham at the right hip of arms. Ball in the center of the field. Dogs have flipped now. They drive left to right. Arms, quarterback, keeper. Is he in? No, brought down short. Keaton advances up to, I believe, the 4. Pick up a 2 there. And I like the play call. Let Arms keep it after the nice 23-yard run. Let him try to get the payoff with the score. Second goal now from the 4-yard line. 12 feet away from points that would put Clay County up 27-0. Currently, they lead 21-9. 10:40 in Tiggin second quarter. Dogs break huddle. Burchett to the right. Kerr to the left, along with Adams. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper option play now. Markham's going to walk in untouched. Third rushing touchdown of the night for Joseph Markham. Good option play by Keaton Arms and Clay County looking sharp. 10:24 marks second quarter, and it's 27-9.
Yeah, just a great read again from Keaton Arms, guys. He's been fishing. He's 3 for 4 in the night for 58 yards through the air. He's run for 54 already, and he's made two great reads, one on the read option, that one on the option on the outside. Just a great pitch, and then Markham walks in, Daniel.
Snap, set, kicks away. It's low, but it's true and good. Levi Garrett converts. He's 4-4 on the night. Clay County 28, Clinton County 9. 10:24 mark, second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Albany, Kentucky, where Clay County now leads Clinton County 28-0 with 10:24 left here in the second quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee. The Clay County just completed a 39-yard drive on 4 plays, and the drive got started before our long delay with an Alec Kerr 10-yard run. Arms then burst free for 23, and Joseph Markham capped it off from 4 yards out for his third touchdown of the night to put Clay County ahead 28-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Levi Garrett doing a nice job executing the low squib kick. Clinton County, without the opportunity to return, falls on the ball around their own 27-yard line, where they're going to take over with a 63-yard field in front of them, looking for their first points on the night. We talked about the size of Clinton County. They've done a decent job holding their own at the line of scrimmage when they run the ball. They've been able to pick up 1-2, so they're not having negative yardage, but they simply can't break through those front 6-7 guys of the Bulldogs at this point. Bulls in the gun, running back to either hip. First and 10. Clinton County driving right to left. Passes away. Going to be dropped by Dearborn. Nearly intercepted by Joseph Markham. We talked about him during a Battle Bulldog history. During his freshman campaign in 2019, he had two interceptions against Clinton County. Last year as a junior, Joseph had three rushing touchdowns against Clinton County. And he already has three tonight, Tom.
Yeah, just a great player on the offensive side and also a great player on defense. He made All-Region last year, and he led the team with 74.5 tackles, Daniel.
And we're stingy with those sometimes.
We are.
Bulls to pass, second and 10. Airs it out deep. Could it be intercepted? Going to fall out of the reach of Adams. Adams with the opportunity, more so than the Clinton County receiver, to get a hand of it on the ball. But Bulls with a strong arm throws it out of everybody's reach. Clock stops at the 10-12 mark of the second quarter with an incomplete pass. Ball still sitting at the Clinton County 28-yard line where it's third and 10. Clinton County playing slow here. I have lost track of my drive summary. I don't know that they have converted more than one first down in this contest, though, against this stingy dog defense. Same formation here for Clinton County. Two wide right, one wide left. A running back at either hip of Bulls. Option play. Running back has it. He's off left side. Going to be driven out of bounds by Levi Garrett, Jimmy Burgett. Nice little play for Clinton County. Not enough for the first, or is it? Ball carrier was number 21, still Burchett. Picks up around 8, so one of the better offensive plays. We'll call it a pickup of 7, setting up 4th and 3. But, guys, this thing sitting at the Clinton County 34. I don't know that head coach Rocky Talent can afford to go for it here, but he's going to anyway. His team does trail 28-9, 10:05 mark second quarter, so Coach Talent knowing he needs to get a spark here or it's all but done early. Bulls in the gun, 4th and 3. Here's the snap. Quarterback keeper option play. Going to pitch? No. Keeps it. John Hamilton says, no, sir. No first down for you. Turnover on downs. Perfectly played by the defensive front. I know other people were involved, Thomas. Hamilton is who I saw.
Yeah, Hamilton just playing his position perfectly. Instead of coming upfield and taking himself out of the play, he broke it down and went horizontal with a line of scrimmage and kind of played Bulls down the line and then reached from behind to hold him up as a host of dogs cleaned it up.
Another short field for Clay County. They take over at the Clinton County 33-yard line. 9:59 mark, second quarter, 28-9 already the lead for the Black and Gold Hounds. Arms in the gun. Markham at the left hip. Adams split wide left. Kern Burchett to the right. Give to Markham. Markham with it. Cuts right. Hurdles a man. Still on his feet. Churning. Moving the pile. Finally, he goes down. You look at Markham and you don't initially think of his power because he's got such a long frame. It kind of masks it, but just packed full of muscle and such a strong kid. Picks up around 6, maybe 7. Thomas, looks like they're going to spot him down at the Clinton County 27, 2nd and 4.
Yeah, you're right about Markham. You know, he's got that physique. And Daniel, a lot of it is, he's worked at it.
Yeah.
He's really put a lot of time in the weight room and wants to be the best he can be, and it's paying off for him.
Arms in the gun, brings Kerr in motion right to left, hands off to Kerr on the jet sweep, Alec cuts north and south, he's off the right, he's gone. It's a short field. I wish it had been 100 yards in front of him because nobody is catching Kerr, but he takes it in, his second touchdown on the ground of the night, and Clay County dominating here in Albany, 34-0. Folks, it's 9:06 mark, second quarter.
Daniel, that's what you got. You got Joseph Markham with all of his talent, and then you've got a guy playing in his first game of his senior campaign already with 2 scores. And let me tell you something. The speed of Alec Kerr just jumps off the field. And he was going completely horizontal on that jet action. As soon as he stuck his foot in the ground, he was in the end zone.
Gone. Garrett on for the kick. This one is good. 35-9. 9:05 mark, second quarter. Stay with us.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community.
including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SlineHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over.
Back here live, Garrett, to kick off, put his foot to it. End over end kick, going to hit at the 20, picked up by Clinton County Dog. He's upfield, down the sideline, a big return before he's knocked out of bounds. Primary tackler, Austin Anderson, the junior, always fiery, comes up from there high-stepping. Clinton County takes over with their best field position of the contest, an opportunity for them to change the tide here perhaps. 8:59 mark, second quarter, Clay County up 35-9. A holding penalty, though, against Clinton County, going to take away the momentum, guys, push them back deep in their own territory once again, if I'm not mistaken.
Looks like we got maybe some reserves up front here, Daniel. Maybe Ernesto Sanchez coming in to play nose guard.
Looks like the junior Ernesto Sanchez has checked in. Junior Parker Smith is going to play left tackle. One thing we've not mentioned tonight, starter Ben Maxfield, the junior linebacker, not playing tonight. Hyperextended his knee against Jackson County last week. I think he's going to be okay. The Dogs, of course, have a bye week next week before the home opener. 2 weeks from that against Cornersville at John Tibbles Field. I'm excited for that one. I know Clay County fans are going to turn out big for it. First and 10 for Clinton County. They take over at their own 26. A 74-yard field in front of them. Bulls in the gun. Option play left side. Here's the pitch. Ball on the ground. It goes out of bounds. Burgett there bringing the pain. Arms joining him. Just great lateral movement by Arms and Burgett, suffocating the Clinton County offense. So technically a backwards pitch goes out of bounds, and they lose a yard on the play. Second 11 now, and this Dog defense, Thomas, I think has Clinton County kind of rattled on the offensive side.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Even with the athleticism of Bulls running the show back there, Daniel, they just can't handle this linebacking core of Clay County and up front. It's just the penetration has been crazy.
Deep Baba Bowl is going to be intercepted almost by Weston Birdwell. Great coverage by him. Could not come up with the ball. But Birdwell just a great job running stride for stride with the Clinton County receiver, Thomas. Had an opportunity to catch it, but in the old days when I was coaching DBs, I said, guys, our number one job is to keep them from catching the football. Right. If we get the pick, that's great. But get a hand on it, disrupt it, that's what Birdwell did.
Yeah, and Burble's played great here in his, I guess he's a junior,
yep.
Daniel. He had his kind of debut last week, caught a few balls, played great defensively, and right there, that was his textbook coverage over the top, and Burble almost coming up with his first interception.
Third and 11, Bulls to pass again, throws across the middle. Big tight end intercepted. Jimmy Burchett with it off of a Kyron play. Kerr had a hit. Burchett comes up with the loose ball. He's headed the other way. Penalty flags fly. Burchett's still on his feet. He could go, and he's going to walk into the end zone, but there is no way this one's going to stand. Three different penalties called on this play. Chaos and madness, Thomas, everywhere.
Yeah,
Jimmy Burchett has a pick six.
Yeah, the turnover's got to stand, I think. Most of those flags came out afterwards. I think you're looking at some blocks in the backs or illegal chop blocks, something like that on Clay County on the return. But Burchett got the payoff on that, the interception. But that play was made by Alec Kerr, Daniel, just jarring the ball loose from that Clinton County receiver. Perfect timing and lowering the boom on that receiver.
And not any ordinary receiver. That 6'3", 235-pound tight end, Eli Dearborn. Kerr, 5'9", 155, 60 pounds.
And he de-cleated him, Daniel.
I've always said that Kerr comes with so much force and momentum that It's almost a threat to himself at times. That's he right. hits so hard. They're settling out the mess here, like we said.
The penalties, there were three penalties all on Clay County. Two personal fouls were declined, and one block in the back that they're walking off right now.
Right. Still Clay County football. The black and gold should have possession here, though.
Oh, yeah.
That.
No doubt, no doubt. They will have the ball even after the penalty in Clayton County territory, so another short field for Clay County and an opportunity to extend this big 35-0 lead. 7 minutes and ticking, second quarter. We had a 30-minute delay for lighting, not lightning, but lighting here at Bulldog Field in Albany. And back playing. Most of you probably know that, but in case you tuned in late expecting mid-third quarter instead of mid-second quarter, that's why we had a delay. Clay County got to take over here, short field. Only a 44-yard field in front of them. Tied in and two wide right. Markham at right hip of arms. Keep wants to pass. Looking deep. Has time. Releases a beauty of a ball for Adams just out of his reach. Pretty good placement there by Keaton. Could not hook up. The two did so for a touchdown last week down at Jackson County. So incomplete pass. Second and 10 now. Ball still at the Clinton County 44. And the clock does stop at the 6:24 mark of the second quarter.
Arms were just a little too much on that ball. Adams did a good job of trying to get to it, Daniel. He had the step on the defender. It would have been another quick score for Clay County. You know, we talked about a lot of people from that last game. Nate Adams was a difference maker, too. Huge touchdown right before the half and then the pick six in the third quarter to kind of put the nail in the coffin of the Blue Devils last week.
No doubt. Arms rolls left, releases, just a little high on the ball. From Hamilton, John couldn't bring it in. Hamilton made his debut as a Bulldog skill player last week at Jackson County, playing tight end. Prior three seasons, had seen him playing right tackle, where he had been really good for Clay County. But White Browning and Parker Smith and a few other guys coming out on the offensive front allowed John to shift over to tight end, where he's very well suited with his big frame. So third and 10 after two consecutive incomplete passes. Kerr to the right, along with Burchett. Adams to the left. Arms to pass. Rolls right. Screen pass set up. Complete to Markham. Markham with it. 45. 40. Full head of steam. 30.
He got
25. Joseph Markham. Fourth touchdown of the night. This time a receiving touchdown. Set up by the screen. Beautiful job by Arms of drawing in the defensive front for the Bulldogs. Well executed by Markham. We saw Joseph drop that same play down at Jackson County. He wanted to run last week before he caught it. This time, he had the patience, Coach, and then he finished it off with the big touchdown.
He did. He watched it all the way into his hands, caught it, turned around, made one move, and he was gone from there. They do have a Bulldog down on the far side of the field. Can't tell who that is.
Fog is preventing us from seeing that. Trainer Chad Holloway over there, along with head coach Bruce Lamb, tending to them. They're already up. So that's good news. We'll stay with you here. I don't expect much of a delay. Clay County already now going back out to huddle for this PAT attempt. An onslaught of offense for the Black and Gold Dogs. 41-9, 6:04 mark, second quarter. PAT coming. Garrett's been perfect on the night so far on extra point kicks. And now we see a different kicker. This is not Garrett. It's a single-digit number.
I think that may have been Garrett that was the injured player.
Soccer-style kick by number 9. Is that that's Reese Adams, freshman Reese Adams. The ball left the tee a little low. Clinton County able to block it. Nevertheless, Clay County leading 41-9 after the failed PAT. 6:04 mark, second quarter.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you.
Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, good news, Levi Garrett back on the field kicking off here for Clay County. We feel it was Levi who was that injured player, but obviously he's all right, just a little shaking up. Good tackle by host of Dogs, led by Levi Garrett. Kicked it, ran downfield, made the tackle.
I think he's okay, doesn't he?
I do too. What an outstanding player that young man has been, along with all his senior classmates. They started now for 4 years, the bulk of them, and just a special group of kids. Every group that has ever come through this program, special in their own way. But this group, good kids, this group of seniors, highly talented, have won a lot of ball games, and they are not done.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. And what impresses me most is, you know, when you've got 9 or 10 seniors, not very often that all of them start,
right,
or even contribute at times. All 9 of these young men are starters and huge contributors on this football team.
No weak links. Clinton Kenny taking over, having it their own 28, 72-yard field in front of them. Nice tackle made by Jimmy Burgett. Still
it's
watching.
Arms, isn't it?
Is that Keith? Yep, Keaton Arms on the stop. Nice wrap-up tackle by Keaton. Clinton County with it. Second 12 tackle for a loss. Make sure you mark that down, Thomas. Second 12 now after a loss of 2. Coach Edwards, clock's running. I think you've got some information on that.
Well, I did notice. I looked up the running clock rule for Kentucky, and it's, you know, it's at whatever point in the game that you reach the 36 points, that it's going to run, not going to stop.
Bowls the pass. Rolls left. Creates time. Ooh, Arms there. They're sacking. Keaton Arms had a big quarterback sack last week. I'm pretty sure this one is going to be the same. Going to watch the down marker across the way. They inch it back a little bit. I'm going to credit that as a sack, Thomas. They did move it back about a yard, 3rd and 13 now. Second sack on the season for Arms. You don't see a quarterback doing a lot of quarterback sacking, but we've got one.
No, you don't. Arnold's a great play right there, but I couldn't help but watch number 7 out here playing defensive tackle on
tackle
that play, Daniel. He fought through a double team. He shed 2 other guys, reverse field, and then got hammered right before he made the sack. Just the sheer effort of that young man up there on that front 3 just amazes me.
Bowles rolls right, wants to pass, has nowhere to go. Under duress, brought down.
Not a
trio of dogs. Joseph Markham there. Also, Parker Smith there, and Levi Garrett joining them as well. I believe Smith, perhaps, the primary guy on the stop. 4th and 16, I know defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson very pleased. Coach Edwards usually keeps up with opponent offense, and he'll give us an update during the Papa Grill Buddy Shop halftime show. Little to none right now for Clinton County offensively. And this, folks, let me tell you, let me clarify something here. Clinton County, Kentucky, not a bad football team. We're just seeing a great performance by Clay County tonight. And we've got something special going here in Bulldog Country in 2022.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Daniel. You know, Clinton County got some size up front. We've talked about Bulls and his athleticism. Just no match for this Clay County Bulldog team.
Dearborn punts away. Kerr with an opportunity.
Oh.
Fields it at the 40. Almost lost his foot. Regains. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to do it. 20. Dodges.
Wow.
Cuts. Touchdown, Alec Kerr. The senior. Doing what he does best. Weaving. Turning on the jets. And running away from everybody.
Daniel, Alec Kerr's touched the ball 4 times tonight.
and he's got three touchdowns.
Does not surprise me at all.
Do that throughout his career. You know, he's a two-time All-Stater. He was a 4A Special Teams Player of the Year last year for his return job. He was a skilled player year as a sophomore, had two punt return touchdowns last season. He had the most yards as a receiver for Clay County, scored 12 touchdowns overall, and, you know, he knows how to find the end zone. When he touches it, you're looking at points.
One other thing I'll throw out there before we go to break after Garrett's kick is good. Kerr, one of only a small group of individuals who have ever recorded three interceptions in a contest in over 80 years of Bulldog football. Folks, we're going to break here 47-9. I think Garrett missed that kick, actually. 2:14 marks.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Ricardo McElroy recording the tackle on the kickoff. Minute 50 and ticking, as Coach Edwards mentioned, one big difference on Mercy River running clock between the KHSAA and the TSSAA is that it can happen in the first quarter, first half, whenever it happens. It's going to be second half before it happens in Tennessee, although Tennessee did reduce it, I think you said, to 30 points now. Down south of the border. Clinton County taking back over, though. Going to be a quick minute 25 with this running clock, and then we'll go into the Proper Girl Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leading 47-0 at this point. Bulls in the gun, running back to either hip, wide out to either side. Here's the snap. Hands off inside. Tackle made by number 8 for Clay County. Who's got a roster?
Pretty sure that's one of the Adams, isn't it, Daniel?
Hayden
Adams.
Hayden Adams playing that right side outside linebacker, recording a stop. You know, it seems like, Thomas, every time that young man gets in a contest, he finds his way to the football defensively.
Yeah, and textbook technique right there, Daniel. Just held his ground and moved horizontal, met the tackler with authority at the line of scrimmage. They may have moved it back
tackle
about
for
a
loss.
Yard.
Yep, sure did. Second 11 now, so a tackle for a loss for young Adams, the sophomore. His younger brother, Reese, of course, the freshman. Reese was put in a tough spot a minute ago. You're sitting there on the sideline as a freshman, watching your team route their opponent, and all of a sudden they say, hey, Reese, come out and kick this extra point.
Right.
That's pretty tough. You know, he missed it, but there was some penetration up front. But really, literally put him on the spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daniel. And he handled it pretty well. Like you say, got a good lick on it, just penetration and blocked the kick.
Second and 6 after offside penalties assessed against Clay County. Ball with the pass, wants to hit Dearborn, incomplete. Going to look across this defense for Clay County. Well, actually, I'm not, because the buzzer sounds here. And the first half ends, 47-9. Is the lead for the Clay County Bulldogs on the road in Albany, Kentucky against the Clinton County Bulldogs after a long first half. It's finally time for the Pauper Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Mm-hmm.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between. With Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Albany, Kentucky, here at Clinton County High School, where Clay County leads Clinton County 47-0. Here at halftime, you're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County has scored on all of their offensive possessions here tonight. Alec Kerr got things started with a 3-yard score with 8:44 to play in the first quarter. Levi Garrett threw on the PAT, and it was 7-0. A 3-and-out came from Clinton County next, and Joseph Markham broke loose for an 85-yard touchdown run, and it was 14-0, and then it just went from there. Markham scored again from 6 yards out late in that first quarter to make it 21-0, and then we hit a little delay with the lights. Had a problem with the lighting here at Bulldog Field in Albany, so we were delayed about 30 to 40 minutes or so, but it didn't bother the Bulldogs as Arms returned to the field with a 23-yard rushing run to set up another Markham touchdown from 4 yards out to make it 28-0, and then Alec Kerr went to work. He had a 27-yard touchdown, and then Markham followed that up with the next from 44 yards out. It was a screen pass from quarterback Keaton Arms, and it was 41-0. And then Kerr with the exclamation point, a 60-yard punt return touchdown for your halftime score of 47-0. For Clay County, Joseph Markham has rushed for 108 yards and 3 touchdowns on 5 carries, and he also has that receiving touchdown of 44 yards. So he has 4 scores tonight. Alec Kerr, 3 carries for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground with the 60-yard punt return. And Arms has rushed 5 times for 54 yards tonight. He's also 4 for 7 through the air for 102 yards and that touchdown to Joseph Markham. Clay County's run 20 offensive plays so far, rolling up 304 yards, 202 of those coming on the ground, and 5 touchdowns. Defensively, not many snaps for Clinton County on the offensive side so far, so leading the way with tackles is senior Levi Garrett with 3 tackles. The senior Ricardo McElroy's had a big night so far. He's got 2 stops and a sack. Hunter Kyle has 2. Kerr has 2.
the punt return touchdown and a forced fumble. John Hamilton, two tackles tonight. Jimmy Burchett, a big interception. Arms, a tackle for loss, and a sack to go along with one tackle, and several others are on the defensive board. Again, Clay County leads 47-0 with 5 minutes left here at halftime. Stay with us for the second half and more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Salina Health Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Almost time to get this third quarter started. Got some business to take care of before we do. As Clay County leads 47-0, and that would be Clinton County stats and a budget pest control scoreboard update.
Hey, Daniels. Thomas mentioned there while you were out, Clinton County have not had opportunity to run very many offensive plays. Only 15 total plays for 10 total yards. 13 rushes for 8 yards. 2 of 9 in the air for 2 yards and an interception. So 10 total yards for Clinton County. Penalties, Clinton County 4 for 25, Clay County 4 for 35 yards. Scoreboard update. Before we get into that, we had a text there when the lights came back on. I mean, we went to playing football quick. There wasn't any stretching or anything involved. We just got the teams out there and started going. So we didn't get an opportunity to go back and talk about junior high volleyball. Parker Donaldson was nice enough to text in that junior high volleyball is 4-1 overall. That only loss, as we mentioned, to Allgood, which they avenged last night. So junior high volleyball running pretty strong right now under the tutelage of Coach James Chambers.
Great to hear. Another text I received correcting a comment we made from my sister-in-law, Tamika Garrison, says that volleyball started her senior year in the fall of 2007. So we were close, but she knew the specific year.
Well, I'm glad she did because I just can't remember that. So we appreciate that one also. All these scores are halftime scores. Well, they were. They're probably in the third quarter now, as you know. We're a little bit behind because of the delay, but Macon leading Westmoreland 13-6. Watertown 14, Gordonsville 0. York 21, Jackson County 2. Smith County 14, DeKalb 7. Monterey over Cumberland County 20-0. This is not really funny, but I looked at the score, first quarter score. Scott County was up on Coalfield 13-6, and now at halftime, it's 41-13 Coalfield. So the wheels fell off there pretty quick for Scott County. Don't know what happened, but Cookeville Livingston Academy knotted up at 7 at halftime. Upperman thrashing Trousdale County 42-0 at halftime. Trousdale County, as we talked about last week, may be in for a rough season.
Yeah, I don't know how long they'll be down, and I don't feel too sorry for them. They've got 10 state titles and have had a lot of success, but not a single point scored yet for the Jackets in 2022.
Wow. Unheard of since I've been around, at least. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the bug thugs.
That they are. Appreciate them and all of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Speaking of sponsors, it's time for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because it's Subway Fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. You're going to have to be of a certain generation, perhaps, or of just a certain amount of knowledge to know this one. In the second game of the 1957 season, Salina High School, led by head coach John Teeples, battled nemesis Livingston Academy to a 7-7 tie. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame running back took a tall sweep into the end zone from 62 yards out during the third quarter to account for the Dogs' lone touchdown of the night? Let's read that again. In the second game of the 1957 season, Salina High School, led by head coach John Teeples, battled nemesis Livingston Academy to a 7-7 tie. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame running back took a tall sweep into the end zone from 62 yards out during the third quarter to account for the Dogs' lone touchdown of the night? If you feel like you know the answer or would simply like to guess, please send in your responses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Getting ready for second half action here at Bulldog Field on the campus of Clinton County High School. The Clay County Bulldogs leading 47-0. I know Thomas gave you all that information during the Papa Grove Buddy Shop halftime show. We've had an outstanding guest from loyal listener Tish Markham Plumley. She says Joe Neal leads. That's an outstanding guess. He is a member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He was a running back. However, his senior year was the year before in the fall of 1956. He would have been graduated by 1 year. We've had another guest of Joe Neal Eads coming from loyal sponsor and listener Rob Weir. Of course, he just heard that explanation. It was not Coach Eads, but that is an outstanding guess. I thought that would be one of the common guesses that came out there. Coach Eads, just a tremendous player, a tremendous man. Certainly miss him and very blessed to have been influenced by him. Got to be coached by him all 4 years. His last year coaching was my senior year of high school. So I know you had him too, Tom. He's a good one.
No doubt about it. I mean, to me, Coach Eads has taught me more life lessons than most people, you know, and just a legend in Clay County and Bulldog Country.
Clay County may have recovered the squib kick to open the third quarter. Once again, not a called onside kick, just a short squib, pooch, and I hadn't seen the official signal yet. Have you guys? Okay, we'll have to wait and see. Had another guest from Rob Weir, Dump Hamilton, another great guest, someone else who is a Hall of Fame member and a running back. He would have graduated a couple of years prior, Dump, known for being on those back-to-back-to-back of old teams. So this is somebody slightly younger than Joni Leeds, Claude Dump Hamilton, right there, just a few years off. If nobody gets it during this quick third quarter, I'll add another clue, another hint to the question. Clay County does have the football. Looks like sophomore quarterback Nate Adams going to step in. That could be the freshman, Nolan. Ball originating on the 36-yard line. Hand off to a ball carrier, goes nowhere. I'm going to have to watch and be careful here. That was number one. Okay, so that was Nate handing off on a jet sweep to brother Nolan, the freshman. Nolan gobbled up for a loss of about three. The ball's retreated now to the Clinton County 34-yard line. Well, we're going to call it second and 13. So some substituting here for Clay County. I still see some of those starting offensive linemen in there. I do think Reese Adams now playing the tight end. Weston Bird will one of the wideouts. Adams the quarterback, rolls left. Nate looks downfield, releases, throws a laser, and it's caught. Cousin Jimmy Burchett taking it into the end zone. Yeah! The Cousins hook up. And that's one of those, I'm going to say, an innate ability between the first cousins there. They know each other so well. Like I've talked before, they've played their whole lives in the backyard together, and just a special connection between those two guys. That was Jimmy, was it not, Coach?
It was indeed.
And what a ball from Nate Adams right there, Daniel. Rolled out, what they call one of those off-platform type throws, you know, flipped his hips, got turned around, rolling to the wrong side, to the left, and just put it on the money. And you know what Burchett does when the ball gets in his area. He went up and snatched it and just walked into the end zone. 39-yard hookup.
Second huge catch of the night for Jimmy. The other one off the arm of arms in the first half. Garrett on for the PAT, hits the side of the ball. It goes wide right, no good. 10:20 mark, third quarter, Clay County 53, Clinton County 9.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Coming back mid-kickoff, picked up by Clinton County Bulldog. He's up the left sideline. Going to be hit by a host of dogs. Primary stopper Nolan Adams, the freshman, helped by his teammates there. We've had another great guest to that trivia question. Listener Hannah Bowles sends in the guest of Earl Davis. Once again, a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Check on that. A running back, one of the greatest of all time. Check on that. And he was on the 1957 team. However, he was not the person we're looking for. We just were receiving a phone call on the hotline, it looks like, from listener Jason Hamilton. Jason, send us a text if you think you know that answer. We can't take a call right now while we're live. First and 10, 30-yard line. Clinton County taking over. Two wide right, one left. Running back to either hip. We have a correct answer. Jason Narhead Hamilton knew it, and he has texted in as Clinton County completes a pass for around five. Tackle made by a couple different Dog defensive backs.
That's Nolan Adams again, Daniel, his second stop on the night.
He says the answer is Harold Ringine Watson, and he's 100% right. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame running back and a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame coach, led the Dogs for 10 years from 1972 through around the 81 season. He may have just led them for 9 years. But so, Jason, congratulations to you. You will be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Clinton County now completing another pass with a lot of these subs in for Clay County. Thomas, a first down picked up, number 45 for Clay County. I'm wanting to say that's young Eli Burnett, the sophomore. Let me verify that, though. I know Kerr wears 44. I think Eli wears 45. It was Eli on the tackle. Bulls to pass again, has time, airs it out deep downfield. Going to be caught, tackle made, nice hookup for Clinton County. The receiver on that one for him, number two, Carter Talbot, a 6'2", 160-pound sophomore. Tackle made by a couple of Dogs in defense there, 24. Logan Jennings, a junior, involved with it. Who was the other number, Thomas?
Not real sure. Jennings made the stop, I think. He was playing this outside corner.
We'll be talking about that 1957 team next week, actually 2 weeks when we play Cornersville on About a Bulldog History, as they're celebrating their 70th anniversary. Runoff left side, another tackle made by Eli Burnett. Had another correct guess by Tyler Walker of Harold Watson. He was right. That came in after Jason Hamilton already got it correct. We had another guess I saw of Donnie Peeler, a player from years ago. That one coming in from John Weaver. As he's listening in tonight. So that's a pretty good guess there. John, I think Peeler played maybe early 60s, maybe slightly off on the years there. And other people's Linda Cherry Nelson guessing, also Earl Davis. So we appreciate that participation. Incomplete pass by Bulls on second nine, making it third and nine now. Clinton County threatening for the first time tonight. They're down in Clay County territory, ball sitting somewhere around the 19-yard line, 6:23 and ticking here in this third quarter. Clay County leading it 53-0, guys. Several subs on for that Dog defense. I know we've been bringing you the tacklers. I see Ernesto Sanchez up front, joined by Parker Smith, I believe. No, that's 74. Caden Strong, a sophomore, who's come out for the first time this year, also joining them. Looks like number 59, Hunter Manley, a defensive tackle. Timeout's been taken by Clinton County. We'll go to break two, 6:04 mark third quarter. Clay County winning, 53-9.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live coming out of this timeout. Bulls in the gun for Clinton County. Wideouts to either side. Third and nine, ball at the Clay County 19. Bulls to pass, has time, releases. Incomplete. Ball goes to the ground. A couple of Young Dog defenders almost got the interception on the tip. We're not able to haul it in. Other players on the field, I see freshman Colton Brown now working in on the defensive front. So hard to see numbers on those white Clay County jerseys with gold numbers on them. Can't bring you any more of the subs right now, but we've shared several names. That's always important to us to share the names of these younger guys as they come in. They're just as big a part as the stars of the night. They work hard every day in practice, and we want to recognize them as well. Fourth and nine. Bulls in the gun. Going to throw for first down perhaps. Timeout's going to be taken prior to the snap. No, a false start against Clinton County. So fourth and 14 after the penalty. Clinton County does not have to throw for the end zone. They can get a first down if they advance down around the Clay County 8-yard line. Once again, appreciate everybody's responses on that Subway Trivia Challenge question. I posed it to Thomas and Rob on the way up here, and they kind of thought they weren't sure if anybody would be able to get it, and I was not surprised. I know the knowledge of our listeners, Thomas, and they whittled it down pretty quick.
Yeah, and just great participation, just like you mentioned several times, and all of the guesses were really close.
Yeah.
You know, the right era, and, you know, just good guesses.
Bulls throwing, rolls left, pass incomplete. Had great pressure there from
Worm Smith up the middle, Daniel, on the blitz, it looked like. And then number 55 also on the outside end on that play.
I also see freshman Cole Leeds and sophomore Eli Burnett there. So the younger guys, just like their older teammates, Thomas, swarm into the football. And it is going to be a turnover on downs. It was fourth and 14, incomplete pass. Did not work for Clinton County, so the Clay County second-team offense is going to come back out. They'll take over at the 23 with a lengthy 77-yard field in front of them. We're going to have to wait, though, for the action because timeout has been taken this time by Clay County. Going to get that second-team offense set on the sideline. We'll be right back.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live, second and around 12. After a loss of yardage on first down, Worm Smith, the ball carrier. Ball has retreated to the 20 now. So a loss of three, making it second 13. Nolan Adams, the quarterback, he's in the gun. Worm Smith, the back behind him. Fake keeper, Nolan Adams comes right side. Can he get back to the line? Does, and it loses his footing on the field. Gets up a little slow, but now he's back under his own power. So a pickup, probably none for Nolan there on the quarterback keeper around right side. Down marker does not move. So third and 13, possible passing situation, but with this 53-0 lead, I don't know that head coach Bruce Lamb will allow his freshman gunslinger to go to the air. Going to play it with two wideouts to the left along with a tight end. Single wideout to the right. Nolan Adams in the gun. Here's the snap. He is going to throw. Has time. Reverses out. Rolls left. Looking downfield. Cannot find a man. going to run, gets back to the line, picks up around five, and is driven out of bounds. So Clay County's going to have to send the punt squad back out. I'm satisfied we'll see the original punt team come out. You seldom put together a full second team on special teams, and that's what we see. So Joseph Markham going to come out for his first punt attempt on the night. The ball setting at the Clay County 27-yard line. So Adams able to pick up around 7 yards, maybe eight. Thomas will do the math there on the carry. Markham a great punter, but he's not used this skill yet tonight, and we'll have to see what kind of kick he gets off. Here's the snap. Joseph with time, puts his foot to it. End-over-end kick, going to be fielded by Clinton County Bulldog. In blue ball back, Bulldog territory at the 44 before he's brought down by Levi Garrett. Levi getting an opportunity to record one more stop tonight before he goes back to the sideline and the second team defense returns. So Clinton County going to take over in Clay County territory at the 49-yard line. Minute five left in this third quarter. Share a little knowledge, guys. What you got?
Like we talked from the start, I think Coach hit it on the head in the final word, the Ashlock and Strong Insurance final word. You talked about how these seniors have helped this team prepare this week, coming into a game that you know you're going to win. You're supposed to win. And Clay County has come out sharp. So I think you have to give those nine seniors credit. I think you have to give this coaching staff credit, Coach Lamb, Coach Maynard, Coach Dickerson, all the way down the line of having these dogs ready. It's hard to get up for a game like this, Daniel. And Clay County has come out and took care of business.
I agree. I believe Eli Burnett recording another stop there from his linebacker position. Clinton County ball carrier was number 24, Scout Bryant. He picks up around seven, making it second and three. Ball now at the Clay County 41, and that's going to be the end of this quick third quarter. We're going to play a few ads, come right back for the fourth and final quarter of the contest, Clay County 53, Clinton County 9.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, fourth and final quarter in front of us. 12 minutes on this clock, and it's going to go quickly with this Mercy Rule running clock, 53-9. Clay County, second-team defense trying to hold the shutout together. Clinton County with it, second and two at the Clay County 41. Option play, Bowles pitches out.
Oh, nice.
Running back going to be brought down. Nice defense there. We've got our eyes on that primary stopper. Is it Hayden Adams?
It is.
Good job by that young man. His dad, Matt, a good outside linebacker in his time. Looks like Hayden has inherited some of those instincts. Stopped the ball carrier. I believe that was Scout Brown again. Short of the sticks, third, and around a foot. So Clinton County with two plays here to pick up around 12 inches. Sanchez up front, joined by Caden Strong. And I guess that's Brown in there on the defensive front. Playing this near side corner, possibly junior Braden Allred. Looks like the right build. I can't see the number of her. Set up Razzle Dazzle for the Bulldogs. Running back trying left end, gets the first down. Now cuts back into traffic for some reason. And he's not met with a welcome surprise there. Several dogs waiting on him. If I were him, I would have cut to the sideline rather than back towards 10 of the dogs.
I think that was the freshman, maybe Reese Adams, playing middle linebacker right there, Daniel, lowering the boom in the middle.
Coach Edwards says he has a bird's eye view, and he thought Hayden Adams there.
Oh,
the older of Adams' brother.
Okay. Adams coming from the outside linebacker position, coming across the field. His brother Hayden, or Reese, is in the middle, though.
So first down for Clinton County. Only their second of the night, I believe. Pass that up. Intercepted. I think that's Jennings. No, it's number 20. Still on his feet. They say he went down. Who is young number 20? Waylon Cherry, the freshman, if I'm not mistaken, records his first interception. Do you guys agree about it being number 20?
Yes, sir.
It was number 20.
Freshman Waylon Cherry, I believe a basketball prospect, coach. He's going to be on the squad this year for you?
Yes, that's correct. He does play basketball as well.
And Coach Lamb mentioning Cherry and Adams both in this freshman class, Daniel. Adams being the backup kicker and possibly seeing some time on the inside, and then Cherry also at wideout. So I think Lamb and Coach Maynard have kind of identified his athletic ability, and you kind of saw it there with that interception and return.
It looked good. So Clay County going to take back over offensively. 9:30 and ticking fourth quarter. Big 53-0 lead here in the second week of this young 2022 season. Of course, last week, Clay County winning 40-0. So to this point, through about 7.5 quarters of play, Coach Dickerson's defense has yet to yield a point. And that's some good stuff if you're a defensive guy like he is. Nolan Adams back out to play quarterback. Cole Eads going to line up at tailback behind him. Bit of confusion amongst the younger offense. Only had 10 players on the field, so a timeout call. Coach Lamb says, guys, just going out. Jess Cox comes out and joins the fray as an offensive lineman.
You know, I think we see number 32, Brady Daly, a freshman, and also 21, how do you say that, Daniel, Leighton?
Oh, Leighton
Brown.
And son of former teammate of yours, Debron Brown, who's moved back to the area.
How about that?
Leighton, a junior.
They were split out to the left here on the near sideline at wide receiver.
Reese Adams playing the tight end, as you said, Brown and Daly split out left. Far side could be Cherry. It's 20-something playing that wide out.
I think you're right.
Nolan Adams, the quarterback. Cole Eads, the tailback. Tall sweep. Almost taken away by Clinton County Bulldogs, though. Into the hands of Cole Eads. He turns on the Jets. He's in the open field. It's going to come back, though. So I'm not going to allow myself to get too excited. Penalty flag at the line of scrimmage thrown by the side judge, holding, I believe, on the edge of that right side of the second team offensive line. But a good burst of speed by Cole Eads there once he got into the open, guys.
It looks
actually a face mask on the Blue Bulldogs.
Oh, good. So Eads gets the carry. It carried down to, we'll say, the Clinton County 46 before it was stepped off. Not sure what originated, Thomas.
Yeah, maybe at the 41, I think. On the
other side. Sounds about right. First down for Clay County now. 8 minutes and ticking. They have it in Clinton County territory at the 41. Adams in the gun. Worm Smith back in it, running back. No, that's Eads again. I'm mistaken. Eads, toss sweep left side. Here he comes again, lowers the boom on the defender, falls forward, picks up the extra yard, advances down to the 36-yard line, so pick up a 5 for Eads. He had 2 carries last week, and I know was anxious to get back out there again. Second and 5 now after the carry. As we mentioned before, Clay County off next week, an early bye week. Then they will have their home opener 2 weeks from tonight at John Tibbles Field against Cornersville, a team out of, we'll call it West Tennessee. They're barely West Tennessee, but it does fall west of 65, I believe, as it cuts the state in two, down around the Columbia area. Cherry in motion left to right. Jet sweep to him. Waylon Cherry with it. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Breaks a tackle. He's turned north and south. Down the sideline. Has a nice gain. Going to be driven out of bounds around the 16-yard line. So we see why Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard were excited, Thomas, about the freshman. You mentioned it. And he's got some ability. I gave him more on the carry than he needed, though. The ball is placed at the 23 rather than the 16. But enough to move the sticks. First and 10.
Yeah, this young Clay County offense is starting to click, Daniel.
Yeah, looking good. Adams in the gun. Leighton Brown and Brady Daly split left. Cherry split right. Cherry in motion again right left. Fake jet keep by Adams. He's up the gut. Breaks a tackle. Picks up another yard before he's brought down. Nolan advances up to the 21. So pick up a two for him, making it second and 8. Thomas, I know that you had difficulty at the start of this drive because I'm not sure if I ever gave the original yard line. Hopefully I did. We can go back and get that the start of the drive yardage. It's always important to us.
Yeah, the first carry by Eads and picked up a first down is multiple yards. I think somewhere around 15, 16 yards.
Had that 5-yard face mask that was tacked onto the end of it, so that kind of threw it off too a little.
Yeah.
Second and 8. Adams in the gun. Clay County threatening. Adams, quarterback keeper. Now throws it out. Ball caught by Eads. He's off left side. 20, 15, tripped up. Going to be taken down at the 12. Make it to the 13. Nice inventive play there by freshman Nolan Adams. Kind of was a busted play. A couple of blue Bulldogs broke through the left side of our offensive line. And what looked originally like maybe a quarterback keeper there, Nate kind of improperly turned into a flyer pass out to Eads. Good awareness.
It was. It was Nolan Adams, the young freshman.
Say Nate. I'm sorry.
I did the same thing with the Markhams, Daniel. So, but it was. It was. It was a great play, almost reminiscent of the jump pass over the line. You know, he did a good job of getting rid of the ball there.
Ball now setting at the Clinton County 13, first and 10. Adams with it. Quarterback keeper right side loses his footing and loses yards. Loss of 2, making it second and 12. 4:05 and ticking in this fourth quarter. We know this one's probably been a tough one to listen to with the long delay earlier with the lighting and just a bit of a snoozer down the stretch with the score. But we appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully we haven't butchered it too bad.
Yeah, not too bad, and it's great to see these young Bulldogs out here playing tonight, and we're getting to mention their names, and, you know, they've started the entire second half here and getting some valuable time on the field, Daniel, in varsity football.
Second and 13, Adams with it, rolls right, throws to the end zone where it's going to be intercepted by a Clinton County Bulldog, and I believe a touchback probably going to be called, I don't know. Tackle was made by a Clay County Bulldog. That could be that Clinton County takes over at the 1. No, they're going to say he was in the end zone. So, Nolan Adams throwing for the end zone there. Just a good defensive play. Pretty ball that he threw. I'm not sure which receiver. I couldn't see. Maybe Cherry down the sideline he was gunning for.
It was Cherry. Maybe just a little underthrown, but good coverage by Clinton County on the outside. Daniel was... you know, he went up and made a good play on that ball. The defender did.
Likely the last time that we see the black and gold Bulldog offense. 2:40 and ticking here as Clinton County takes back over. Trying to see if that's Bull still in quarterback.
I think it's a new quarterback, Danny.
You're right, it is. A quick one. He runs off left side, picks up a few yards before he's met by a host of dogs. I did see Adams come up from his safety position and throw a good leak on it, but he was not the primary tackler. Possibly whoever's playing that right side backer.
Yeah, I think you're right, Daniel. A little bit bigger body making the initial contact there than Adams, but I'm having trouble picking out a number.
Could have been Reese Adams.
I think it might have been. The one, is that nine?
Yeah, Reese is playing that inside
linebacker.
That's
who it is.
And he is just looking out there. The freshman, Reese Adams, probably the biggest body we have on the field in terms of in height. Good-sized young man. Pick up a four, though, for Clinton County. Ball carrier for them was Jaden Adkins. Adkins in the gun. Going to run the offense. Whoops. Here. Can't hang on to the snap. It's on the ground and recovered by Clinton County. Play still going on. Picked up by a Blue Bulldog, and he's brought down with authority.
Great tackle right there by that young man on the outside, Daniel, on the run. Can't pick out the number at this point.
Starts with a two, I believe.
Hard to read. I think it might have been Braden Allred making the stop on the outside. Number two, Daniel.
I kind of thought it was Cherry, but you're right. I was thinking maybe it was 20, but it could have been Allred. Let's credit him because that was right in front of his position there at the left cornerback. Big loss for Clinton County. Ball all the way back now. The Clinton County 5-yard line, they have a 95-yard field in front of them as they try to work from left to right from our vantage point. 35 seconds left and ticking in this contest. Last play of the game probably fixed to be snapped on right here. Adkins in the gun. Here's the snap. Wants to throw. Under pressure. Heaves deep downfield. Intercepted by Braden Allred. Allred with it. Has blockers. He's going to be brought down, though. And that's going to be the contest. Clay County not going to have an opportunity in these 13 seconds to get the second team offense back on the field. So a nice job by junior Braden Allred. We've met maybe his second career interception. I remember one from prior years. The buzzer sounds. Week two of the 2022 season comes to an end. Head coach Bruce Lamb leads his squad into Kentucky and picks up a win over Clinton County, 53-0. The final score, Clay County 2-0 on the season. We're not done here on the broadcast. Going to come right back and do the CarQuest postgame show.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century.
They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back here to the Carquest Post Game Show. Nice win on the road tonight for the Dogs in the second game of this season, 53-0, the final score. Coming up here to Clinton County, Kentucky. Thomas, I said it before and I'll say it again. Just want to stress, I do not feel that this is a bad football team in the Clinton County Bulldogs. I think they've got some good pieces. I think they've had a coach in place for several years up here now. I think this is more about Clay County just moving, taking that next step forward, putting more things together, and just being a very exceptional single-A football team out of the state of Tennessee. It was not that they came up here and just had a bad opponent.
No, I agree with you, Daniel. We talked about it in the pregame show about, you know, tonight's about Clay County and, them worrying about what they do and them trying to do it well. They did it well, Daniel. They were very efficient. They were sharp. They were crisp. One or two penalties early, and that's it. As far as I can remember, Coach could take us through that. But, this was just Clay County domination. But you're right. It's not because this is a bad football team up here in Clinton County. They're probably an inferior opponent to Clay County this year.
Sure.
No doubt. But Clay County can make a pretty good football team look pretty bad.
You used the word earlier in the broadcast, and I'll use it again. It's going to be highlighted as you go through your drives here in a moment. Efficiency. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was a possession for the starting offense that did not end in a touchdown.
You're right. You're right. Talking about clicking on all cylinders, they really were, Daniel. It was, the first five possessions, the first six offensive possessions in the first half by Clay County resulted in points, and that made it 41-0. And then one punt return touchdown also in that first half, and it was 47-0 at the break. And it all started with the senior group, the senior stars. Keaton Arms was efficient throughout this game. Alec Kerr, his first start here tonight was just I don't know. He just got another gear, Daniel. When Alec Kerr's on the football field, he stands out. And definitely when you hadn't seen this Bulldog team play with him yet this year. Even with the athletes like Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms and on and on and on, Alec Kerr just makes such an impact for this Clay County team and especially moving down the road. But, this was the night of the stars for Clay County offensively. I said going in, I think we're fixing to see how good this offense is going to be, and it was on display tonight. Kerr with a three-yarder to make it 7-0. Markham, just a highlight reel, 85-yard jaunt to pay dirt for the second one. 14-0. Then Markham capped another big play. Keaton Arms found Jimmy Burchett for 35 to set up a 6-yard touchdown to make it 21-0 by Markham. Then Markham followed that up with a 4-yarder after a long arms run, 28-0. Kerr, a 27-yard touchdown run where he stuck his foot in the ground and went 25 yards in a matter of seconds. And then hitting Markham for the screen pass. Late in the first half, he took it 44 yards to the house. It was 41-0, and then Kerr, the 60-yard punt return touchdown in the first half to make it 47-0. And the last score, we've talked about all these weapons, but we've got another one. And the young sophomore quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, wherever you want to put him, Nate Adams, he comes in, throws his first pass. It's a 39-yard touchdown to Jimmy Burchett, and that's your scoring in this contest. So the weapons of Clay County were on display tonight, Daniel, and they're just a joy to watch.
No doubt. Coach, you want to go ahead and do the Clinton County stats? I guess it'd be our defensive stats in one regard before we go to our promo break.
Yeah, it won't take long. They did have a little better second half there. 34 total plays for 72 total yards, 19 rushes for 17 yards, 5 of 15s are there for 55 yards, 3 interceptions on that.
Penalty-wise,
Clinton 6 for 45. Clay County did not have a penalty in the second half, 4 for 35.
Impressive. Going to go ahead and play a short promo, probably about 60 seconds. Going to come back, do the Clay County stance, announce the TDS top performer, do a budget pest control scoreboard update, and then sign off. Stay with us. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. Proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up, the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live, CarQuest Postgame Show. We're going to go ahead and let Thomas run through these Clay County stats. Thomas, I usually try to jot them down as you do them, but I'm just going to wait and listen to the replay because there's a lot.
Sounds good. There is a lot of numbers here tonight. Clay County ran 32 offensive plays and racked up 388 yards and 7 offensive touchdowns. They scored 8 in the contest, the one coming from Alec Kerr on a punt return to make it 8 touchdowns. Three quarterbacks played tonight. They were 6 for 10 on the night for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. And then rushing, Clay County ran 22 total times for 239 yards and 5 touchdowns. We'll jump into that. We had a lot of ball carriers tonight. Daniel, freshman Cole Eads, 2 carries for 20 yards. We've got Nate Adams, 1 carry for 7 yards. Waylon Cherry had 1 carry for 13 yards. We saw Nolan Adams come in. He carried the ball 4 times for negative 3. Worm Smith had 1 carry for negative 3. Keaton Arms, 5 rushes tonight for 54 yards. Alec Kerr ran the ball 3 times, scored on 2 of those for 40 total yards. And then Joseph Markham, another 100-yard night for him, 5 carries, 108 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns, and he had 4 total tonight. When you talk about the receiving, Jimmy Burchett, leading receiver tonight, 3 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Nate Adams had 1 catch for 7 yards. Eads, 1 catch for 8 yards, and Markham, 1 catch for 44 yards and a touchdown. On the defensive side, a long list of names in this column, Dan. You may have to help me with some of them. I've just kind of scribbled on some of them. But Ricardo McElroy, he had a great night tonight up front. 2 tackles and a sack. Hunter Kyle, 2 tackles. Kerr had 2 tackles and a forced fumble. John Hamilton had 2. Nate Adams had 1. Markham 1. Weston Birdwell 1. Austin Anderson 1. Jimmy Burchett had 1 tackle in the big interception. Keaton Arms, 1 tackle, a TFL, and a sack tonight. Parker Smith, 1 tackle and a TFL. Hayden Adams, 2 tackles, a TFL. Nolan Adams, 2. Eli Burnett, 3 tackles. Logan Jennings had 1. Waylon Cherry, 1. Reese Adams, 1. And Braden Allred, 1. Cherry and Allred both had interceptions tonight, and I was wrong. I figured it all out, Daniel.
You did.
Leading tackler tonight, the senior Levi Garrett, had 5 stops. He was all over the field. We talked about him last week and how he affects the game, so led his dog team in tackles tonight. So you're right, Daniel, a whole lot of numbers for these Bulldogs.
No doubt. Speaking of numbers, time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Lots of guys there that we could go with. We settled in on senior running back, Joseph Markham. I believe you caught it all, 5 carries for 108 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground, had a catch for a touchdown as well. And a word that we don't always use necessarily when we talk about Markham, but smooth. He's just smooth and graceful with his movements. Each of these guys on this squad brings what they bring to it. You know, it's like putting together a recipe. Everybody's got their own strength, and Joseph's got so many of them. He's just so smooth, so just a lot of different words I could throw out there. I love them good.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. And you touched on it right there. He's so multiple. He can play any position on the field, and wherever you put him, he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
And whether it's defense, a tailback, he caught passes last year when he didn't carry the ball as much. He's one of the leading receivers. Joseph Markham is just an impressive athlete out there, guys. And you're seeing when you put the spotlight on Joseph Markham, he answers the call. He's not afraid of the bright lights. He's gotten an opportunity so far in his senior campaign, and he's made the most of it.
No doubt. Going to keep doing it, too. Coach, thoughts on Joseph Markham as tonight's TDS top performer?
Well, it's an obvious choice tonight, I think. Like you said, he's just smooth. He just makes it look so easy. He's like a Tyreek Key or a Grant Strong in basketball. You know, he just makes football look so easy. It makes me think, well, I could get out there and do that. he just makes it look easy, like I said, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
No doubt.
I'm just tickled to death to see another Markham getting to carry the football, and Joseph Markham's living up to the family name. There's no doubt about it.
100%. Tonight's TDS top performer, Joseph Markham. And that's been brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving yonder waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We are almost done, but not quite. Budget Pest Control scoreboard update.
Final score. Well, this one's in the fourth quarter, but it's probably final. McEwen 20, Joe Burns 8. Joe Burns going to be 0-2 on the season. Tyner 39, Grundy County 6, another Clay County opponent. Grundy probably going to be 0-2 starting off. Final score, Macon County 20, Westmoreland 15. Watertown 28, Gordonsville 13, York 35, Jackson County 2. DeKalb 17, Smith 14.
Whoa.
We all missed that one. Monterey 33, Cumberland County 0.
Just you and I missed that one, Danny.
Coalfield. Oh, yeah. That was a trap game, you said.
It was.
Yeah, and I called it before I even did it. I did it anyway.
Coalfield 55, Scott High 13. Cookeville 27, Livingston Academy 7. Upperman 49, Trousdale County 8. Scoreboard update brought to you. A Budget Pest Control. They are the bug thugs.
Folks, it's been a long night, but a good night. We get a 2-week break. Clay County is idle, as Coach Edwards likes to say. Next Friday, they get a week to get back healthy. Ben Maxfield, we mentioned, didn't play tonight. Jimmy Birch had a thumb, didn't hinder him any, but he'll get that back healthy. Alec back to 100%. 2 weeks from tonight, John Teeples Field. We love it when you tune in and listen to us. Come on out there, though. You can listen to us the next morning or while you're sitting in the stands watching it. Come out, see these Bulldogs. They're as good as advertised, folks.
Yeah, home opener for Bulldog Nation. Everybody needs to come out, pack Joe Neal East Stadium. And we talked about it. Not much of an atmosphere so far here for Clay County football. Two blowout shutouts. This should be a good competitive game with a single-A opponent. Kind of be a measure stick for Clay County to see where they are. And, you know, this is a game that all Bulldog fans need to be in the stands for. Come support this team, just like you said, Daniel, because they're worth the trip to come watch.
You got that right. Folks, for Thomas Weaver and Rob Edwards, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a wonderful night.